The following is a special local sports presentation on 92.1 WVTK. This is Middlebury College Panther Hockey. All season long, the Panthers play here.
Panther Hockey on the One Credit Union Radio Network is brought to you in part by LaBerge Insurance Agency, Foster Motors, Woodware, Monument Farms of Weybridge, the A. Johnson Lumber Company of Bristol, Desabray's Dry Cleaning and Full Service Laundromat, Shear Chevrolet, Three Squares Cafe, Martin's Hardware of Bristol and Middlebury, Fire and Ice Restaurant, Autumn Gold Jewelry, Lathrop's Forest Products, Sanderson Ducharme Funeral Services, National Bank of Middlebury, Denneker Chevrolet, and Mike's Fuels of Bridport and Brandon.
This is Panther Hockey on 92.1 WVTK.
And good afternoon, everyone, from the Chip Kenyon 85 Arena here on the campus of Middlebury College in Middlebury, Vermont. You are listening to Middlebury College Panther Hockey on the One Credit Union Radio Network and 92.1 WVTK. Good afternoon. I am Bruce Zeman, the voice of the Panthers. Glad to be with you today as we bring you the championship game in the 2018 Middlebury Holiday Classic, a game featuring the Statesmen of Hobart College and the Panthers of Middlebury College. I want to thank you for joining us on WVTK and the One Credit Union Radio Network as the Panthers resume their season this weekend after the Christmas holiday break with non-conference action in this weekend's tournament. And for the past couple of weeks, just about everybody has been celebrating and enjoying the festivities of the holiday season. But for players and coaches, time away from the game can be good or bad. If, for example, if your team has hit a rough patch, the holiday break can be a time to get your bearings back, reassess what you need to do, and potentially make some adjustments. If your team has been playing it well, however, the holiday break can present some challenges and maybe even some questions. Will the momentum that your team has generated wane, and will the players do the right thing, like eat right, train, and keep a positive frame of mind during the break? There are some pitfalls there that I'm sure coaches and fans of the teams that they follow may worry about. Holiday breaks are definitely an important part of a player's life, but for athletes, they really can present a challenge. Last year, the Middlebury College Panthers had a season where they did not see the end results that they were hoping for. The team missed the playoffs, and when the year ended, the coaches and the players promised changes. And so far this season, you can see that the team has absolutely followed through on those promises. There's a new energy around the team. There's a positive vibe, if you will. And the Panthers are expecting much better results this year. And that being said, going into the holiday break, the team was playing well. And in talking to some of the players and the coaches, well, they were definitely looking forward to the break. They were very happy with the way the team was playing and didn't want it to stop. But if the players and maybe even the coaching staff had some concerns about doing the right things over the break or recapturing some of the momentum in the early season that they had generated, those concerns were put to bed yesterday in a big way as the Panthers put together a complete and dominant 60-minute effort, beating the Wildcats of Johnson and Wales University 3-2 to make it to this afternoon's title game. And for the Statesmen of Hobart College, they punched their ticket to the title game by beating the Nor'easters of the University of New England 4-2 yesterday in the late game, setting up today's clash for the tournament championship. When we come back, we're going to talk about last year's tournament, what the Statesmen and Panthers did yesterday to get here, and what those two teams have done so far this season. You are listening to the Sanderson Ducharme Funeral Services pregame show on Middlebury College Panther Hockey on 92.1 WVTK and on the One Credit Union Radio Network.
For just what you need to get your projects done right, shop Martin's True Value Hardware and Radio Shack. Hi, I'm Kathleen Clark. Hey, Martin, it's fun to watch these football games. Oh, what does that mean? The striped guy has his two arms up in the air.
It means it's good for the Tigers. Looks like they're headed for another win. Keep up the winning tradition, Tigers.
For all your fall needs, shop Martin's Hardware in Bristol and Middlebury. Behind every project is a true value.
Buying your next pre-owned car is a big deal, unless you're buying a certified pre-owned Mini, and then it's a mini big deal. Visit Mini of Burlington today and test drive one of their many certified pre-owned Minis. Buy with confidence that your Mini has undergone a 360-degree inspection by trained Mini technicians, and they're priced even better than they look. Your certified pre-owned Mini is waiting for you at Mini of Burlington. Your best years are still ahead. Visit Mini of Burlington, Champlain Drive, Shelburne, and at miniofburlington.com. If you were to look at the label on your jacket or your shirt, I bet there's a bunch of symbols, but what do they mean? Gentle cycle, low temp drying, steel third, yield to pedestrians? It's like a whole other language. The folks at Desibre speak that laundry language fluently and have for the past 22 years. They feature same-day on-site cleaning, state-of-the-art machinery that can clean just about anything. From that favorite jacket you bought that says in big bold letters, dry clean only, to preserving wedding gowns, leather items, and rugs. The type of rug on your living room floor, not the one-off Uncle Sal's head. Trust Desibre's with your heirloom items, tablecloths, doilies, and vintage pieces. They offer free local pickup and delivery and have convenient hours with their laundromat open 7 days a week and dry cleaning services 6 days a week. Desibre's Laundry and Dry Cleaning on Exchange Street in Middlebury. Did we mention they can fold fitted sheets? Yeah, they're that good.
Hi, this is John Wallace, graduate gemologist and owner of Autumn Gold in Middlebury, Vermont. Stop in and melt someone's heart. Whether you're looking for fine handcrafted jewelry, a rare gemstone, or an awesome diamond, come in and see what we have to offer. Meet our fun staff of very talented designers and goldsmiths. And remember, we do expert in-house repairs, restorations, and appraisals as well. Autumn Gold, the Earth's most beautiful gifts.
Family is important. And when you lose a loved one, family becomes more important than ever. Sanderson Ducharme has been there for our friends and neighbors with compassionate service during difficult times for generations. It's about the people in your life who you hold in your heart, near and dear. This message from the Sanderson Ducharme family to yours on Main Street in Middlebury, Castleton, or online at sandersonfuneralservice.com.
We're at Shearer Chevrolet Buick GMC Cadillac. I know we talk a lot about the great deals, but there's more to Shearer than just great deals. We remain committed to the members of our communities. Whether we're taking a youth group bowling, sponsoring local community events, we believe it takes a village to make everyone successful. Find out more about how we support the local community. Follow us on Facebook, shop local, and join our village. Come visit us at 1675 Shelburne Road in South Burlington. Find out for yourself why thousands of people choose Shearer.
This is where the Panthers play. 92.1 WVTK.
And welcome back to the Chip Kenyon 85 Arena here on the campus of Middlebury College. And you are listening to Middlebury College Panther Hockey on 92.1 WVTK and the One Credit Union Radio Network. I am Bruce Zeman, the voice of the Panthers. And this is the Sanderson Ducharme Funeral Services pregame show. Championship action today at the Chip as the Panthers and Statesmen get ready to tangle in the tournament championship. And earlier today in the consolation game, the University of New England Nor'easters beating the Johnson and Wales University Wildcats 4-3. Now for the Panthers, they are hoping to recapture some magic in a bottle, replicate last year's efforts when they won the tournament championship by upsetting third-ranked Oswego State 4-3 back on December 31st. And in that contest, the Panthers' Mitch Allen scoring his second goal of the game with 2:29 remaining to give the Panthers the tournament's crown. Trevor Turnbull and David Bellucci scoring for Middlebury in that game, while goaltender Stephen Klein made 34 saves, and the Panthers had shut out St. Michael's College 4-0 the day before to advance to the title game. And for the Panthers, it was a weekend when they probably played their best hockey of the season in a year that didn't have the results they were hoping for. But regardless, the Panthers won the tournament, and they are hoping to do it again today. And as for the Statesmen, they have played the Panthers 5 times in the program's history, and Middlebury holds a narrow 3-1-1 advantage in the all-time series. The last time these two teams played, however, on January 3rd, 2015, the Statesmen left Middlebury with some hardware, winning the Holiday Classic Championship game, beating the Panthers 4-1. And as for how these two teams got to today's championship tilt, yesterday in the early game, the Panthers edged the Wildcats of Johnson and Wales University 3-2 behind goals from Michael Fahey, Matt Danner, and Owen Powers, who scored the game winner at 17:15 of the third period. Goaltender Adam Wisco, who we will see again today, made 28 saves in the win to run his record to 3-2-1 on the year. And in the late game between the Statesmen and the University of New England Nor'easters, the Statesmen scored 3 unanswered goals in the third period, rallying from a 2-1 deficit to top the Nor'easters 4-2. And for Hobart, Zach Tyson, Will Harrison, Zach Sternbach, and P.A. Martino hit the twine, while goaltender Alex Konol stopped 32 shots to get the win. And as for what these two teams have done so far this season, the Statesmen come into this weekend's play in third place in the New England Hockey Conference. And prior to their win yesterday, they were 1-1 in their last two games, suffering a 5-2 loss to Suffolk University and a 6-1 win over the Wildcats of Johnston and Wales in their last game. Now, for the Panthers, they returned from the Christmas break in fourth place in the NESCAC. And prior to their big win yesterday, they were 0-1-1 in their previous two contests. Middlebury dropping a tough 4-3 decision to Hamilton on December 7th and then playing Amherst to a 3-3 draw on December 8th. In the loss to Hamilton, the Panthers rallied from a 3-1 deficit as Michael Fahey scored twice and Jimmy McKee also lit the lamp, but they fell short as the Continentals scored with 3 seconds left to grab the win. And in the tie against Amherst, it was the Mammoths who rallied from a 3-1 deficit to grab the draw. The Panthers took the lead on goals by Alex Lee, Camille Kachuk, and Michael Fahey. But the Mammoths tied the game at 13:25 of the third period, and that is how things stayed. The Panthers got strong goaltending in both games from freshman Adam Wisco, who made 25 stops against Hamilton and another 38 against Amherst. When we come back, we'll take a look at some stats, the keys for today's game, and the starting lineups. You are listening to the Sanderson Ducharme Funeral Services pregame show on Middlebury College Panther Hockey on 92.1 WVTK and on the One Credit Union Radio Network.
Foster Motors on Route 7 in Middlebury is the only award for excellence Chrysler dealer in Vermont. They always offer huge discounts and great leases on all Chrysler, Jeep, Dodge, and Ram models. Foster Motors also has a great selection of pre-owned vehicles to choose from. If you're looking for a new or used vehicle, make sure to get to Foster Motors, Chrysler, Jeep, Dodge, Ram. Check them out online at fostermotors.com or visit them on Route 7 in Middlebury. And remember, at Foster Motors,
when it comes to dining, you can eat or you can have a dining experience that wows your senses. And for over 10 years, Three Squares Cafe on Main Street in Vergennes has been doing just that, creating fresh and hearty creations using locally sourced ingredients to produce fare with a Vermont flavor that makes it an iconic Vermont eatery. Chef Matt and the team at Three Squares Cafe proudly serve delicious homemade products featuring locally roasted coffees, chocolates, baked goods, pastries, and fabulous homemade soups. Whether it's breakfast, lunch, or dinner at Three Squares Cafe, you're not just eating, you're experiencing gourmet local foods at their very best. Whether you're dining in their vintage dining room or having a craft beer or glass of wine on their inviting patio, Three Squares Cafe in Vergennes has it all. Gluten-free, vegetarian, and vegan options are available too. So the next time you're looking for a dining experience you want to remember and savor, check out Three Squares Cafe on Main Street in Vergennes, where they serve up casual and creative cuisine for breakfast, lunch, and dinner 7 days a week. Three Squares Cafe on Main Street in Vergennes and at threesquarescafe.com.
The finest furniture, housewares, home accessories, lighting, and bedding is at Woodware, a family-owned business located just south of Middlebury on Route 7. They carry brands known for quality. Flex Steel, sofas, sectionals, recliners, and accent furniture. Thor's Elegance, Vermont-crafted furniture. Beautyrest mattresses. Hubbard & Forge, hand-forged lighting from Vermont. R.H. Lemure, fine hardwood dining room furniture. Oriental Weavers, area rugs. And Telescope Casual outdoor furniture. Their top-quality furnishings and other items for your home are backed by a customer is always right guarantee. Plus, they deliver anywhere in Vermont and provide white glove delivery service anywhere in the country. It's all at Woodware on Route 7 South Middlebury, online at woodwarevt.com.
You have reservations with friends and family that you haven't seen in so long. It's going to be great to see everyone again. But then you get a text. Hey there, got stuck at the office. We'll be there in a half an hour, depending upon traffic. Okay, great. That's a long time to stand around and do nothing. Now you're faced with two options. Take your table now, order, and your friends will just have to order when they get there while you sit there with a finished plate. Or you could get your table and fill up on the bread basket until they arrive. At Fire and Ice, there's a third option. The Moose Pub. Get together with friends there or hang out in the bar until the rest of your party arrives. Fire and Ice has been the place where friends and family have gathered for generations. Don't forget, everyone loves getting a Fire and Ice gift card as a gift. And they cater for all occasions for any size group, from 50 to 1,000. Check out their menu or buy a gift card online at fireandicerestaurant.com. Fire and Ice, Seymour Street in Middlebury.
If it's Panther hockey, it's on WVTK, Port Henry, Ticonderoga, Middlebury, 92.1, WVTK. Now, back to Panther hockey on 92.1, WVTK.
And welcome back to the Chip Kenyon 85 Arena here at Middlebury College. You are listening to Middlebury College Panther Hockey on WVTK and the One Credit Union Radio Network. I am Bruce Zeman, and this is the Sanderson Ducharme Funeral Services pregame show. It is the championship round of the 2018 Middlebury Holiday Classic. And in just a few moments, the Statesmen of Hobart College will tangle with the Panthers of Middlebury College, who are the defending tournament champions, winning it all last year. The Panthers getting to this point by beating Johnson and Wales yesterday 3-2. And the Statesmen punching their ticket by getting here by beating the University of New England Nor'easters 4-2 yesterday in the late game. Time right now to take a look at the stats and some of the keys for this afternoon's game. First, for the Statesmen, they come into this game 8-4 overall, 5-3 in their conference, which is the New England Hockey Conference. They're tied for third place. They're a team that scores a lot of goals, 4 goals per game. They give up 2.70. Their power play at 18.8%, 9-48 on the season. Their penalty kill, 83.9%, 52-62. They take a lot of shots on goal, 35 per game is their average, and they give up 27.7. They are 3-0 at home and 5-4 on the road. And the number one key for me today for the Statesmen, draw penalties and use the power play. Although they were not an issue yesterday for Middlebury, the Panthers have at times this season had issues with penalties. The Statesmen have a good power play at 18.8%, and if they can get the Panthers in the box, that could affect the game's outcome. And now the key is for the Panthers. They come in at 5-3-1 overall, 3-2-1 in the NESCAC Conference. They're in fourth place. They score a lot of goals as well, 3.33 per game, giving up 2.56. Their power play at 16%, 4-25 on the season. Their penalty kill, 34-45 at 75.6%. They average 32.9 shots per game, giving up 31.9. And they are 3-1-1 at home and 2-2-0 on the road. The number one key for me today for the Panthers, continued strong goaltending. In the win yesterday, Adam Wisko made 28 stops, many of them tough ones. He manages the game well and has been great controlling rebounds. The Statesmen take a lot of shots, 35 a game. And if Wisko can play as well as he had, the Panthers have got a great chance to grab some hardware today and defend their title. Time right now for the starting lineups for today's game, and the starting lineups first for the visiting Statesmen. Starting in goal from Simsbury, Connecticut, number 31, junior Alex Konal. At left defense from Bromart, Quebec, number 96, junior Julian Denicourt. And at right defense from Toronto, Ontario, Canada, number 7, senior Tanner Shaw. Up front at left wing from Selna in the Czech Republic, number 12, senior Jonas Topol. At right wing from Williamstown, Ontario, number 73, junior Lawson McDougall. And at center from Loudonville, New York, number 22, junior Zach Sternbach. The Wildcats are coached by Mark Taylor, and the assistant coach is Tom Fiorentino. And now the starting lineups for the Middlebury Panthers. Starting in goal from Peterborough, Ontario, number 1, freshman Adam Wisko. At left defense from Darien, Connecticut, number 18, freshman Brett Pastor. And at right defense from Fishers, Indiana, number 68, senior Spencer Cage. The forwards from Weston, Massachusetts, number 29, sophomore Charlie Parsons. At right wing from Clifton Park, New York, number 26, junior Mitch Allen. And at center from Cohasset, Massachusetts, number 77, freshman Cole Jocelyn. Middlebury is coached by Neil Sinclair and assisted by Nick Biggeman. We are going to take a break here for the playing of the national anthems, but when we come back, championship game action in the 2018 Middlebury Holiday Classic between the Statesmen of Hobart College and the Middlebury College Panthers. You are listening to the Sanderson Ducharme Funeral Services pregame show on Middlebury College Panther Hockey on 92.1 WVTK and the One Credit Union Radio Network.
Lathrop Forest Products in Bristol specializes in land clearing and are known for clearing small building lots to many acres of forest land. At Lathrop's, they can clear land for many reasons, such as building lots, views, pasture reclamation, solar farms, and more. Lathrop Forest Products has the equipment needed for any size job, and land clearing can improve the value of your property. For all of your land clearing needs, big or small, call the experts at Lathrop Forest Products in Bristol at 453-3606.
I was drawn to OBGYN because it has a lot of the elements of primary care.
Dr. Kira Wozmak, obstetrician gynecologist at Rutland Women's Healthcare.
Taking care of people throughout their lifetimes. It also had the additional aspect of obstetrics. Pregnancy is a normal, healthy process. It's a happy time, and it's really a joyful thing to be part of that.
Rutland Women's Healthcare. We listen, we respect, we care always. That's our promise to you.
Celebrating 60 years in business, LaBerge equals insurance. LaBerge Insurance Agency has been helping you find the right insurance. Don't pay too much for the wrong coverage. LaBerge Insurance will get it right. Homeowners, renters, condo, auto, life, commercial, or farm insurance, call LaBerge at 388-2772. LaBerge Insurance Agency, locally owned and conveniently located at 1 Washington Street, Middlebury. LaBerge equals insurance.
Real trust is having a partner you can count on. National Bank of Middlebury has experienced bankers providing advice, guidance, and support you can trust, and a full range of loans, savings, and online products and services. Find out what having the right partner can do for you. Offices in Middlebury, Brandon, Bristol, Hinesburg, and Vergennes, or online at mbmvt.com. Bank real. Live real. National Bank of Middlebury.
Member FDIC. Equal housing lender. Equal opportunity employer.
A great way to start off your day is with Monument Farms hot chocolate. Just pop their signature chocolate milk in the microwave and you have instant delicious hot chocolate. Great for the kids before they head outdoors and to school. You can find all Monument Farms local products in many area stores. And if you live nearby, please stop into their popular dairy store Mondays through Fridays. Monument Farms, landmark quality from the heart of Vermont in Weybridge.
You're listening to Panther Hockey on 92.1 WVTK.
And welcome back to the Chip Kenyon 85 Arena here on the campus of Middlebury College in Middlebury, Vermont. Championship action in the 2018 Middlebury College Holiday Classic. The Panthers of Middlebury College are getting ready to take on the Statesmen of Hobart College in today's championship game again. The Panthers punching their ticket yesterday by beating Johnson and Wales 3-2. And then in the late game, the Statesmen beating the Nor'easters of the University of New England 4-2 to set up today's matchup. And if you missed it earlier in the pregame show, all time, Middlebury has got a 3-1-1 lead over Hobart in the series, if you will. But the last time these two teams played back in 2015, Hobart left the Chip Kenyon 85 Arena with the tournament championship. The Panthers will be skating from left to right in their white home jerseys. The Statesmen from right to left in their road blues. The face-off ready to go. It is going to be Sternbach taking the face-off against Owen Powers. Won by Sternbach. Dumped into the Middlebury defensive zone, where it is knocked out by the Panthers defense. Lawson McDougal bringing it into center ice. Sending it into Topol, who sends it into the left corner. And it is sent out by Jimmy McKee all the way down, although they will wave off icing. McDougal on the left side, dumping it into the right corner, where Spencer Cage walls McDougal and sends it out of the zone. The puck now in the Statesman's defensive zone. Tanner Shaw, the right defenseman, sending it back into the Middlebury zone, where the Panthers will set up as they complete a change. Now it hops into the Hobart zone and sent out by TJ Schultz all the way down, and that is an icing. And so it will come back. into the Hobart zone. 19 minutes left to play first period. Middlebury and Hobart scoreless from the Chip Canyon 85 Arena. The faceoff to the right of goaltender Alex Konal. Owen Powers taking the faceoff against Travis Schneider. Faceoff won by Powers, back to the point. A wrist shot by Dawson into the near corner, taken by Schultz, and here come the Statesmen. Dumped it into the Middlebury zone where it's taken by Zach Tyson. Sends it back to Schneider, the line of Tyson, Schneider, and Maguyan. Out for the Statesmen now. Scoots out, and Jack McNee not able to keep it in, and it comes into neutral ice. McNee driving it back in. It comes around the board where it's taken by Brendan Dawson. Dawson sent flying by Maguyan. And the puck comes back into the Middlebury zone where it's taken by Connor Breen. The puck still deep in the Middlebury zone, back behind Wisco. Mark Benimiterio with the puck now for the Statesmen. And he cannot keep it in, and it scoots out. And Wisco tries to send it around, but it's hit by an errant stick and stays in the zone in the corner now, where Camille Tkachuk will take it and send it out. Puck along the boards. And it's dumped back in by Benimiterio. All the way around the boards where Chase Bell tries to hold it in, and he can't. And it comes back out. Tkachuk with the puck for the Panthers along the boards. Gets it over to Michael Fahey, who sends it to Tkachuk. A wrist shot. Save Konal into the corner, where Tkachuk has it again. Gets it to Martineau, who brings it in. He's got Longo, who lets a shot go. Andrew Longo, the sophomore left wing from Morristown, New Jersey. Not too far from my hometown. Taking a shot that goes into the netting, so we'll get a face-off to the left of goaltender Adam Wisco. 17-14 left to play first period, scoreless. And Danny Tai taking the face-off against Will Harrison, brought into the middle, into the Hobart zone by Heinrichs. And the Panthers are offsides. So we'll have a face-off right outside the zone. And it will be Will Harrison taking the face-off against Danny Tai. Won by Harrison. Back to Dan Sliney. Sliney to Denicourt, who drives it up and into the Middlebury zone. McKee racing back into the left corner. Sends it around, looking for Ash. That's intercepted by Sliney. The right winger behind Adam Wisco. And he sends it around to Andrew Longo. Longo in the corner with a pair of Panthers. Alex Heinrichs takes it, tries to get it out. And Denicourt sends a shot that Wisco gloves. And he will hold on there. 16:38 left to go first period, scoreless. The Panthers and Statesmen in the championship game of the 2018 Middlebury College Hockey Classic. Sternbach taking the faceoff right here against Jocelyn, won by Sternbach, back to the point where Schultz lets a drive go that goes wide, comes around, another drive by McNee. That comes around and it's sent out by Mitch Allen. Drops the puck back to Dawson, circling, sends it back to Allen right in front of the Hobart bench. Comes out of the zone where it is played by Topol, sends it to McDougal, who drives it in. Now in the left corner, he's met by Dawson. It's Topol, Sternbach, and McDougal, the top line for the Statesmen, against Charlie Parsons, Jocelyn, and Mitch Allen for the Panthers. Parsons has it along the board, sends it to Jocelyn, who tries to send it behind the net. Jocelyn still with it, up to Parsons. And Middlebury sends it up into neutral ice. Glove down by McDougal, who sends it over to Topol. Back at the point, a shot, that one's wide. Over to Zach Shapiro. Along the boards, they get it out. It's taken again by Topol. Back to Jack McNee, the Statesman defenseman. And Hobart making a change there, and we have a penalty. A high stick against the Panthers. So Hobart going on the power play. It's the first power play opportunity. Zach Shapiro, a two-minute minor for high sticking. So Hobart on the season, 9 for 48 on the power play, 18.8%. So the faceoff to the right of Adam Wisko. It's going to be Schneider against Jocelyn. Comes back to the point. A shot from Matt Pizzo. And it's in the corner. Pizzo comes back, a drive right into Wisco's midsection. And he holds on. 15:07 left to play first period, scoreless. Between the Panthers and Statesmen, this faceoff to the left of goaltender Adam Wisko. Will Harrison taking it against Michael Fahey. Won by Harrison, back to the point. Pizzo and Denicourt, the blue liners on this power play. A shot from Denicourt into Wisco's midsection, and he will hold on again as Ash was jostling in front with Andrew Longo. The Panthers doing a good job, though, of keeping Wisco's line of sight clear. That's important on the power play. The faceoff to the right of Wisco, Fahey and Schneider will do it again. One by Schneider, back to the point. Over to Tyson. Tyson in front. It's loose in front. Muguyan coming in front. It's loose in front. A whole bunch of bodies flying everywhere. It's loose. It comes around a backhand by Tyson. And that one goes wide, and it's behind the net. It comes back around in the left corner to Tyson, who's got it in the left circle. He holds on to it, looking for someone to pass to. The Panthers in the defensive box doing a nice job keeping the passing lanes tight. And a shot by Maguyan right into the trapper of Wisco, who flashes the leather. Tell you what, although he's a freshman goaltender, Adam Wisko has looked very, very confident so far this season. 14:16 left to play first period, scoreless between Middlebury and Hobart. 48 seconds left in the high-sticking minor to Zach Shapiro. The faceoff to the right of Wisko. It's going to be Ty against Bell, and it is won by Bell. It comes back to the point where Lawson McDougal has it. Over to Mike Faulkner. Faulkner waiting for his teammates to get back onside. It's sent back in by Topol. Back to the left point. Tanner Shaw is there. Back to Faulkner. Now down low. It's McDougal in the right corner. 17 seconds left in the power play. It's behind Wisco right now. McDougal with it again. Shot, and they score. Lawson McDougal taking a pass from behind the net, beating Adam Wisco over the glove. And it is 1-0 Hobart. 13:39 remaining in the first period. It's a power play goal for Hobart. 6:21 of the period. And it's 1-0 Hobart. The faceoff is going to feature Chase Bell against Jocelyn. Won by Jocelyn, and it comes back into the Middlebury zone. He sends it off the boards and out. In neutral ice now, it's taken by Connor Breen, who dumps it in. Tanner Shaw back to get it, sends it off the boards. It's picked up by Mitch Allen. Allen back to Jocelyn, centers it in front, looking for Charlie Parsons. Picked up by Martineau, sends a long pass to Andrew Longo in the corner. Now taken by Mark Benamorito as the puck comes to neutral ice, and it is sent out by Parsons deep into the Hobart zone as the Panthers change here. The puck dumped in by Shaw as the Statesmen change here. Jimmy McKee sending it around looking for Tyler Capello. Sending it into the Hobart zone. A shot by Powers from above the right circle. That's saved by Konal into the corner. Powers with it again. Powers with Shapiro and Capello. So as it comes into the zone, a long shot by Will Harrison that is gobbled up by Wisco. And we have a whistle here. 12:07 left to play first period. 1-0 Statesman. The face-off to the right of Wisco. It's taken by Schneider. He matches up against Michael Fahey, and it's won by Fahey, and it goes up and around. And here come the Panthers, brought in by Fahey, trying to go between the Statesman defenseman of T.J. Schultz and Jack McNee, but no sale. Behind the Panthers' net right now, it comes into the right corner. Spencer Cage sends it around, up and out. McNee now with it in neutral ice. He sends a long pass over to Tyson. Maguyan, Schneider, and Tyson out there, the second line for the Statesmen, against Alex Lee, Michael Fahey, and Camille Tkachuk for the Panthers. Tkachuk getting it back to Brett Pastor, who drives in a long shot glove by Konal, and he will hold on. 11:17 left to play first period, 1-0 Hobart. That goal by Lawson McDougal, that is his sixth of the year. The assist to number 22, Zach Sternbach, and number 44, Mike Faulkner. It's a power play goal at 6:21 of the period. The face-off to the left of Konal. It's won by the Statesman and is sent out of the zone. It was Danny Tai and Zach Sternbach, won by Sternbach and sent down into the Panthers zone, and now it's driven out by the Panthers deep in the Hobart zone in the left corner, taken by Heinrichs. He loses it to Faulkner, who skies it out into neutral ice, where it's taken by Brendan Dawson. Back behind Wisco, up to Ty. Ty up to Matt Danner. Danner losing that to Sternbach, who sends it in. Back to Topol. A shot from the top of the left circle that is gobbled up by Wisco, who will hold on. 10:27 left to play first period, 1-0 Hobart. 8 shots on goal for the Statesmen, only 2 for the Panthers. And the one power play goal coming at 6:21 of the period, Lawson McDougal, his sixth of the year. Face off to the right of Wisco. It's going to be Michael Fahey. Chase Cole Jocelyn against Chase Bell. And it's won by Jocelyn, goes back into the left corner. He sends it up to Charlie Parsons, who dumps it in. Parsons, Jocelyn, and Allen up front with Pastor and Cage as the blue liners for Middlebury right now. And for the Statesmen, it's Mark Benamorito, Chase Bell, and Martineau. It's brought into the zone by Benamorito. Shot saved by Wisco. It's loose in front. Nice play by Pastor, knocking in the corner. Wisco didn't know where that was. It's taken by Tyler Capello. Sends it back to Pastor, and they will dump it in as the Panthers will get a change there. Konal out. Taken away by Powers. Shapiro now behind the net. Blake Coffey with the puck for Hobart. They've got a 2-on run right now. It is Will Harrison with a shot, and they score! Will Harrison had a 2-on-1 with, I believe, Andrew Longo, and they score. 11:01 of the period. It is 2-0 Hobart. A quick pass out of the zone. And the Statesmen have got a 2-goal lead. The faceoff back at center ice. It's going to be Schneider against Fahey. Won by Schneider. And they bring it into the zone. And they get a quick shot off that hits the netting. And we'll have a face-off to the right of goaltender Adam Wisco. Schneider taking the face-off against Fahey again. Won by Fahey. It goes back. So the puck comes out into neutral ice. It is sent into neutral ice by Ryan Ash, dumped back in to the Statesman defensive zone and brought out quickly. By Aaron Maguyan. Taken away deep in the Middlebury zone by Ash, who brings it in and changes. The Panthers with a quick rush. Michael Fahey had Matt Danner with him. Fahey gets a weak shot on goal that Konal grabs and holds on for the faceoff. That goal scored by Will Harrison, the assist to number 23, Andrew Longo, and number 13, Dan Sliney. The goal coming at 11:01 of the second period. And for Harrison, that is his fourth of the season. All right, so the faceoff deep in the Hobart zone. Schneider against Jocelyn. Schneider against Ty, excuse me. Won by Schneider. Sent up down deep now in the Middlebury zone. It's in the right corner, back to the point where Faulkner has it above the left circle. It's sent behind Wisco. Taken by Sternbach in the corner with McDougal. Taken back by the Panthers. Danny Tye drives in as the Panthers try to get a change here. Faulkner with it as he skates in front of the Middlebury bench. A long pass to Topol. And the right circle, he's forced outside by Cage, who made a nice defensive play there. And he will hold on. Wisco will hold on. 7:05 left to play first period. 2-0 Hobart. 11 shots on goal for the Statesmen, only 2 for the Panthers. And this faceoff to the left of Wisco. Chase Bell taking the faceoff against Jocelyn. Back to the point. A shot. That was tipped in front and did not miss by much. P.A. Martineau sending it into the corner. Here come the Panthers. Benamorito has it for the Statesman. Sends it back to McNee around the boards where it's taken by Allen. He's walled by Schultz. Long pass across ice back to McNee in front of the Hobart bench. Sent in where it will be taken by Bell. Around the boards to defenseman TJ Schultz, who sends it up and out. Up to Benamorito. He's got Bell with him. Bell with a drive right into the midsection of Wisco, and he will hold on. 6:15 left to play. First period, 2-0 Hobart. The first goal of this period coming at 6:21, a power play goal. Lawson McDougal, his sixth of the season. And then at 11:01, Will Harrison, his fourth of the season, an even-strength goal, giving Hobart a 2-0 lead. The faceoff to the right of Wisco, it's Will Harrison. Taking it against Owen Powers, won by Harrison. A shot back to the point. The pass back to the point, rather, where Shaw had a shot that was blocked. Shapiro with it, dumping it deep into the Hobart zone. Powers circling in the left corner. Big hit there by Sliney on Powers, but Powers still with the puck. Sends it across. He was looking for Breen, who pinches in. As the Panthers cycling, still in the left corner, it is Powers coming into the corner against Sliney. Powers still with the puck. And they're finally able to get it out. It's taken away by Longo. He skates in on the left side. He's met by Breen. And a pass taken, picked up by Longo. Shot blocked by Breen. Taken quickly by Fahey. And here come the Panthers. Breen has got John Scala with him. Skied back into the Panthers' defensive zone off the boards. Pastor sends it off the boards over to Fahey. Fahey's got Tkachuk and Scala with him. A shot by Tkachuk. That one's wide. Scala with it again. Over to Fahey. Scala met there by Faulkner and sends it around. Blake Coffey with it right now. Skies it out. Over to Longo. Longo loses to Tkachuk, who's met by Faulkner. They're now in the near side corner. Tkachuk still with the puck. He takes it, gives it to Fahey. It's loose in front. and it's broken up by Zach Tyson. Although the Statesman having a tough time getting out, the Panthers way off sides. And they have to retreat and get back on sides. It's taken by Faulkner again, who finally skies it over to Maguyan. And the Panthers, Ryan Ash sends it out. The Statesman, McNeigh driving it back in, like a long fly ball into the corner. It comes out and driven back again by T-Day Schultz as we're down to 3:50 left to go in the first period. 2-0 Hobart. Along the boards, the far boards, Matt Danner with Danny Tye. It squirts loose. It's taken by McDougal. McKee over there to get it out. Panthers do a nice job getting it out. The Panthers 2-on-2. Heinrichs with Tye. Although the Panthers are changing. Schultz around to his partner McNeigh, one of the captains of the Statesmen. Sends it into the zone where it's picked up by Brendan Dawson. Dawson behind Wisco. Long pass off the boards to Allen. Into the zone now. It's picked up by Schultz. Schultz back behind his netminder, Konal. Back to McNeigh. McNeigh over to Topol. He loses it to Joslin. Joslin to Allen. Dumps it in. Racing in the corner to get it is McNeigh. Back behind Konal. It's met by Charlie Parsons. And Topol skies it up and out. It's right in front of the Hobart bench. Picked up by Sternbach. A shot. That one went wide on the blocker side. Picked up by Parsons in the right corner. Down to 2:35 left to play in the period. Taken by Pastor. A long pass. Allen dumps it in. Joslin racing in there. He gets it. Looking for someone to center it to. He was looking for either Pastor or Shapiro. And the Statesman's Matt Pizzo dumps it out. It's taken by Cage. Panthers with a 3-on-2 here. Powers with Capello and Shapiro. And the Panthers are offside. 2:08 left to play in the period. 2-0 Hobart. Hobart outshooting Middlebury 13-2 this period. And the only goals, a power play goal by Lawson McDougal at 6:21. And Will Harrison at 11:01. The faceoff just outside the Statesman's defensive zone. It is Powers taking it against Bell. Won by Powers, driven in. Konal out to play it. Faulkner with it now for the Statesman. Sends it across to his defense partner, Pizzo. Met by Ash, who drives it back in. Bell across to Faulkner. Sends it up and out to Martineau, who drives it in. Wisco plays it off the boards, looking to get it to McKee, and he does. It hits the official, though. It comes back in front. It's taken to Shaw on the left point. A shot blocked by Capello, and here come the Panthers. Shaw doing a nice job for the Statesmen, hemming the Panthers in there. They're not able to get it out of the zone. And they finally do. Capello getting it out and taking the hit to make a good play. Shaw racing up along the right side over the red line right in front of the Middlebury bench looking for Sliney. And the Statesmen are offsides. 1:11 left to play in the period. A one pretty much dominated by the Statesmen, outshooting Middlebury 13-2. This faceoff coming back in the neutral zone. It'll be just outside the blue line on the Statesmen side of the ice. Harrison taking the faceoff against Fahey. Won by Harrison, but picked up by Fahey. He's got Lee with him. Shot saved by Konal. It's loose behind the net. It's centered in front by the Panthers. Lee trying to pick up the rebound. He goes down. Last minute of play in the period. Picked up by Fahey. The Panthers with some good action here. Across to Dawson with a wrist shot. That's blocked. Tkachuk with the puck behind Konal. Lee has it. Looking to center it in front. Nobody there. And it's taken by Denicourt, who's got Longo with him. They drive it in. 35 seconds left to go in the period. And the puck comes all the way around and out, where Schneider has to wait for his teammates to get back onside. Dawson with it at the left circle, right circle. Sends it to Allen, who dumps it in. Jocelyn racing in 1-on-3. It's taken by McNee, who gets it over to Maguyan along the boards. Taken by Pastor up to Jocelyn. Off the boards into the Hobart zone, where Coffey sends it off the boards into neutral ice. And we have a whistle, and that is the end of the period. After 20 minutes of play, 2-0 Hobart, and when we come back, we will recap the first period. You are listening to Middlebury College Panther Hockey on 92.1 WVTK and the One Credit Union Radio Network.
The A. Johnson Company in Bristol has been a family-owned business since 1906. They supply woodworkers and do-it-yourself remodeling projects with locally and sustainably harvested timber. Visit their retail store and friendly staff on Route 116 in Bristol and see their wide selection of softwood and hardwood lumber, including paneling, flooring, and choose from planed or rough. The A. Johnson Company also sells kiln-dried firewood. Make the A. Johnson Company your one stop for all your lumber needs or call 453-4884. That's 453-4884.
Hi, this is John Wallace, graduate gemologist and owner of Autumn Gold in Middlebury, Vermont. Stop in and melt someone's heart. Whether you're looking for fine handcrafted jewelry, a rare gemstone, or an awesome diamond, come in and see what we have to offer. Meet our fun staff of very talented designers and goldsmiths. And remember, we do expert in-house repairs, restorations, and appraisals as well. Autumn Gold, the Earth's most beautiful gifts.
Foster Motors on Route 7 in Middlebury is the only award for excellence Chrysler dealer in Vermont. They always offer huge discounts and great leases on all Chrysler, Jeep, Dodge, and Ram models. Foster Motors also has a great selection of pre-owned vehicles to choose from. If you're looking for a new or used vehicle, make sure to get to Foster Motors, Chrysler, Jeep, Dodge, Ram. Check them out online at fostermotors.com or visit them on Route 7 in Middlebury. And remember, at Foster Motors,
I had somewhere in the neighborhood of 90 to 95% blockage on my right side. I never in my wildest dreams thought I'd experience a heart attack.
Raymond Bergeron, patient at the Rutland Heart Center and Cardiac Rehabilitation.
I got a phone call from Chris at the rehab center. His approach was very subtle, but with a purpose. I started coming to rehab in December, 36 sessions, 12 weeks, aimed at improving your heart rate, at the same time strengthening the muscle. Once you've had a heart attack, you'll never be the same person you once were. It's not the end of the world, and don't give up. You have the opportunity here in Rutland to look beyond that and work to improve your lifestyle, and that's commendable. The staff here understands that. People caring about people. You know, I once was asked, what's more fun than people? More people. Kind of true.
Rutland Regional Medical Center. We listen, we respect, we care. Always. That's our promise to you.
We're at Shearer Chevrolet Buick GMC Cadillac. I know we talk a lot about the great deals, but there's more to Shearer than just great deals. We remain committed to the members of our communities. Whether we're taking a youth group bowling, sponsoring local community events, we believe it takes a village to make everyone successful. Find out more about how we support the local community. Follow us on Facebook, shop local, and join our village. Come visit us at 1675 Shelburne Road in South Burlington. Find out for yourself why thousands of people choose Shearer.
Now back to the ice for more Panther hockey on 92.1 WVTK.
Well, 20 minutes of play in the books here from the Chip Kenyon 85 Arena, Middlebury College Panther hockey on 92.1 WVTK and the One Credit Union Radio Network. I am Bruce Seaman with you this afternoon for championship action, the 2018 Middlebury College Holiday Classic between the Hobart Statesmen and the Middlebury College Panthers. And after 20 minutes of play, Hobart leading Middlebury 2-0 in a game that they are outshooting the Panthers by a pretty big margin so far, 14-4 in the first period. They're also out-face-offing the Panthers 13-7. And one of the things that we mentioned in the pregame show that the Panthers were going to have to be concerned about was penalties, and that is exactly what happened when Hobart got on the board at 6:21 of the first period when Lawson McDougal scored a power play goal to put Hobart up 1-0. Back to the left point, Tanner Shaw is there. Back to Faulkner, now down low. It's McDougal in the right corner. 17 seconds left in the power play. It's behind Wisco right now. McDougal with it again. Shot, and they score. Lawson McDougal taking a pass from behind the net, beating Adam Wisco over the glove. And it is 1-0 Hobart. On that play, Mike Faulkner getting his fifth assist of the season, sending a pass to Zach Sternbach, who sent it to McDougal in front, who beat Wisco over the glove side, his sixth of the year. So that goal, McDougal from Sternbach and Faulkner, a power play goal at 6:21 of the first period. And for the Statesmen, that is their 10th power play goal of the year. And from that point on, the teams went end-to-end. But again, Hobart outshooting Middlebury 14-4 in that period. And then at 11:01 of the period, the Statesmen struck again. Blake Coffey with the puck for Hobart. They've got a two-on run right now. It is Will Harrison with a shot, and they score! Will Harrison had a two-on-one with, I believe, Andrew Longo, and they score. 11:01 of the period. It is 2-0 Hobart. And on that play, the Statesman Dan Sliney with a long pass up to Longo, who sent it into Will Harrison, who broke in on that two-on-one and took a nice shot, beating Wisco. For Harrison, that is his fourth of the year. For Longo, that is his third assist of the year. And for Sliney, that is his second assist of the year. It was an even strength goal. So Harrison from Longo and Sliney, even strength goal coming at 11:01 of the second period. And that made it 2-0 Hobart after one. Again, 14 shots on goal in the period for the Statesmen, 4 for the Panthers. When we come back, we're going to take a look at the NESCAC scoreboard and the Fire and Ice Restaurant Out-of-Town NHL scoreboard. 2-0 Hobart at the end of 20 minutes. You're listening to the Middlebury College Panther Hockey Intermission Report on 92.1 WVTK and on the One Credit Union Radio Network.
Lathrop Forest Products in Bristol specializes in land clearing and are known for clearing small building lots to many acres of forest land. At Lathrop's, they can clear land for many reasons, such as building lots, views, pasture reclamation, solar farms, and more. Lathrop Forest Products has the equipment needed for any size job, and land clearing can improve the value of your property. For all of your land clearing needs, big or small, call the experts at Lathrop Forest Products in Bristol at 453-3606.
Offering the finest furniture, housewares, home accessories, lighting, and bedding, Woodware is a family-owned business located just south of Middlebury on Route 7. Their family provides friendly, knowledgeable, no-pressure assistance in a laid-back atmosphere with name brands you know for quality. When you call or stop in, you're dealing with one of the owners, so you're in good hands at Woodware. Their top-quality furnishings and other items for your home are backed by a customer's always-right guaranteed. Plus, they deliver anywhere in Vermont and provide white-glove delivery service anywhere in the country. Woodware Fine Furniture, Route 7 South in Middlebury.
If you were to look at the label on your jacket or your shirt, I bet there's a bunch of symbols, but what do they mean? Gentle cycle, low temp drying, steel third, yield to pedestrians? It's like a whole other language. The folks at Desibray speak that laundry language fluently and have for the past 22 years. They feature same-day on-site cleaning, state-of-the-art machinery that can clean just about anything. From that favorite jacket you bought that says in big bold letters, dry clean only, to preserving wedding gowns, leather items, and rugs. The type of rug on your living room floor, not the one-off Uncle Sal's head. Trust Desibray's with your heirloom items, tablecloths, doilies, and vintage pieces. They offer free local pickup and delivery and have convenient hours with their laundromat open 7 days a week and dry cleaning services 6 days a week. Desibray's Laundry and Dry Cleaning on Exchange Street in Middlebury. Did we mention they can fold fitted sheets? Yeah, they're that good.
A great way to start off your day is with Monument Farms Hot Chocolate. Just pop their signature chocolate milk in the microwave and you have instant delicious hot chocolate. Great for the kids before they head outdoors and to school. You can find all Monument Farms local products in many area stores. And if you live nearby, please stop into their popular dairy store Mondays through Fridays. Monument Farms, landmark quality from the heart of Vermont in Weybridge.
The A. Johnson Company in Bristol has been a family-owned business since 1906. They supply woodworkers and do-it-yourself remodeling projects with locally and sustainably harvested timber. Visit their retail store and friendly staff on Route 116 in Bristol and see their wide selection of softwood and hardwood lumber, including paneling, flooring, and choose from planed or rough. The A. Johnson Company also sells kiln-dried firewood. Make the A. Johnson Company your one stop for all your lumber needs or call 453-4884. That's 453-4884.
Now, back to Panther Hockey on 92.1 WBTK.
2-0 Hobart after the first period of play. Welcome back to the Chip Kenyon 85 Arena here on the campus of Middlebury College. Championship game action in the 2018 Middlebury College Holiday Classic between the Hobart Statesmen and the Middlebury College Panthers. Bruce Eamon with you from the Chip Kenyon 85 Arena. The Hobart Statesmen outshooting Middlebury 14-4 in the first period, and the Statesmen getting on the board at 6:21. A power play goal from Lawson McDougal, his sixth of the season, and Will Harrison, his fourth of the season, an even strength goal at 11:01, giving Hobart the 2-0 lead. Right now, we're going to take a look at the out-of-town scoreboard, and in the NESCAC, there is no conference play this week. That resumes next week, but a couple of games on tap. Right now, Oswego State all over Williams, 6-2. Skidmore leading Hamilton, 2-0. And then there are some games tonight. Nichols taking on Conn College, and Trinity is in Marion, Wisconsin, and at the University of Wisconsin, Superior Showdown. And we'll take a look at the Fire and Ice Restaurant out-of-town NHL scoreboard. And only one game on tap tonight because literally every team in the league played yesterday. Tonight at 8 o'clock, it is the Vegas Golden Knights taking on the Arizona Coyotes at 8 o'clock. The only game tonight in the National Hockey League. But again, here from the Chip Kenyon 85 Arena, it is 2-0 Hobart at the end of the first period. These two teams meeting for the sixth time, Middlebury holding a 3-1-1 all-time lead. But again, the last time that these two teams played back in 2015, Hobart won the championship in the Middlebury College Holiday Classic. And if they have anything to say about it, they're going to try to do that again today. Two goals in the first period for the Statesmen, one a power play goal, one an even strength goal. The Panthers being outshot 14-4. And it was only some pretty significant playing by freshman goaltender Adam Wisco that kept the score from being a lot different in that period. He played a strong period. And so what happens now? Well, in the locker room, I'm sure the coaching staff making some adjustments. One of the things I think the Panthers are going to be working on or talking about, at least right now, is the speed of the Statesmen top line of Jonas Toepel, Zach Sternbach, and Lawson McDougal. They had a lot of speed. They took a lot of shots, and they were out there a lot in that period, and hopefully the Panthers can do something to counteract that and make a difference in this second period. We'll have to see. The Panthers with only four shots on goal in that period, although near the end of the period, they had some pressure, but the Statesman's goaltender, Alex Konal, making a couple of big saves in front of the net. And one of the things that the Panthers did yesterday in their win over Johnson and Wales that I liked a lot was they scored what I call dirty goals. Right in front, the game winner, Owen Powers, planted literally right in front of the Wildcats goaltender Mike Rockwell. Just right in front there, didn't give him any room to see. They bumped him. They made things otherwise uncomfortable for him. And so we'll see if they're able to do that today and maybe get on the board quickly. We're going to take a break here. When we come back, we will preview second period action with the score after one, Hobart 2, the Panthers nothing. You're listening to the Middlebury College Panther Hockey Intermission Report on 92.1 WVTK and on the One Credit Union Radio Network.
National Bank of Middlebury is there for you 24/7. Buying a home, sending your kids to college, or starting a new business? They're here to make it happen, helping families and businesses achieve their dreams since 1831. With offices in Middlebury, Brandon, Bristol, Hinesburg, and Vergennes, or online at nbmvt.com, or on your mobile phone, anytime, anywhere. Bank real, live real. National Bank of Middlebury. Member FDIC. Equal housing lender. Equal opportunity employer.
When it comes to dining, you can eat or you can have a dining experience that wows your senses. And for over 10 years, Three Squares Cafe on Main Street in Vergennes has been doing just that, creating fresh and hearty creations using locally sourced ingredients to produce fare with a Vermont flavor that makes it an iconic Vermont eatery. Chef Matt and the team at Three Squares Cafe proudly serve delicious homemade products featuring locally roasted coffees, chocolates, baked goods, pastries, and fabulous homemade soups. Whether it's breakfast, lunch, or dinner, at Three Squares Cafe, you're not just eating, you're experiencing gourmet local foods at their very best. Whether you're dining in their vintage dining room or having a craft beer or glass of wine on their inviting patio, Three Squares Cafe in Vergennes has it all. Gluten-free, vegetarian, and vegan options are available too. So the next time you're looking for a dining experience you want to remember and savor, check out Three Squares Cafe on Main Street in Vergennes, where they serve up casual and creative cuisine for breakfast, lunch, and dinner 7 days a week. Three Squares Cafe on Main Street in Vergennes and at threesquarescafe.com.
If it's Panther hockey, it's on WVTK, Port Henry, Ticonderoga, Middlebury, 92.1, WVTK. This is Panther Hockey on 92.1 WVTK.
And just about a minute away from period two action here at the Chip Kenyon 85 Arena. Good afternoon, everybody. Bruce Zeman with you as we bring you the championship game today, the Middlebury College Holiday Classic from the Chip Kenyon 85 Arena, the game between the Hobart College Statesmen and the Middlebury College Panthers. 2-0 Hobart at the end of the first period. For the Statesmen, they got on the board at 6:21 of the first period. Lawson McDougal, his sixth goal of the season from Zach Steinbach and Mike Faulkner. Power play goal at 6:21. And then at 11:01 of the period, the Statesmen struck again. Will Harrison, his fourth of the season from Andrew Longo, and Dan Sliney. That an even strength goal coming at 11:01 of the period. And that is where we sit after the first 20 minutes. Period two about to get underway. This period, the Panthers skating from right to left in their white home jerseys. The Statesmen skating from left to right in jerseys that are very reminiscent of the old New York Islanders jersey. They've got a dark blue background with orange and what appears to be white topping. Kind of sharp looking. But here we go. The goalies are ready. The forwards are ready. Their officials are ready. And so are we. Jocelyn taking the faceoff against Steinbach. Won by Jocelyn. Back to Pastor, who was looking for Mitch Allen, who was offsides. And so we will do that again. The faceoff should come. Well, actually, they're going to say that is an icing, I guess. I guess that makes sense because it was on the Panthers' side of the red line. So we'll come back into the Middlebury defensive zone to the right of Adam Wisco. Jocelyn again lined up with Steinbach. Steinbach wins it, and right off the faceoff, the shot right into the midsection of Wisco. Big win there by Sternbach. That is not easy to do, to win it and get a shot off immediately, but he was able to do that. Big save there by Wisco. Shot number 15 for the Statesmen. We'll do it again. Sternbach again against Jocelyn. This time won by Sternbach again. Back to the point where Denicourt is going to drive that around. Sends it to McDougal. It's along the boards. Sternbach with it again. Taken away by Jocelyn in the circle. Over to Parsons. And Parsons flips it out into neutral ice. Taken by Denicourt, who will drive it back in. Pastor racing back for the Panthers. And we have a whistle here. And they're going to say here that Hobart iced the puck, which makes sense since it was on their side of the red line. 19:23 left to play, second period, 2-0 Hobart. This faceoff to the right of goaltender Alex Konal, who's only made four saves. The Panthers have only had four shots. Again, it will be Steinbach against Powers this time, won by Steinbach. It comes around to Tanner Shaw, who sends it around. And it scoots out, and that comes all the way down. And we'll have yet another whistle for icing. So the puck will come back into the Hobart defensive zone. This time to the left of Konal. Powers and Steinbach again. One by Powers over to Capello. And we're going to have a slashing penalty here. And you knew it was a slashing penalty because one of the Panthers is no longer holding any lumber. Stick shattered right in half. Sternbach to the box, a slashing minor. I don't know, really, he's arguing with the official. I'm not really sure what he could be arguing about. He shattered the stick right in front of the referee. That's going to get you a few minutes. So it's going to be Sternbach, a minor for slashing, the Panthers' first power play of the game. The faceoff won by Fahey. Back to the point, a shot loose in front. Nice shot by Brett Pastor. But a better play by the Hobart defense to get it out. TJ Schultz getting that out of harm's way. And Pastor now back behind Wisco. And driven in to the Hobart zone. It's along the boards. And Dawson trying to get it back to Pastor. He can't hold it in. Interesting here on the power play. The Panthers with three defensemen. Brendan Dawson, Brett Pastor, Spencer Cage. And the forwards are Michael Fahey and Kamil Tkachuk. A long pass up and out from Cage. He was trying to get Tkachuk. And it'll come back to Shaw, who will waste some time before sending it back down. And Spencer Cage behind the Panthers' net, getting things reset here. Panthers having a tough time getting this out as they're being harassed by Martineau, who does a nice job taking some time off the clock. Owen Powers bringing it in with a wrist shot. And Konal will hold on to that. Powers sending a shot right off the blocker, skating in on the left circle. An easy stop for Konal. 17:49 left to play second period. 2-0 Hobart. 15 shots for the Statesmen, 6 for Middlebury. 45 seconds left on the slashing minor to Sternbach. And Powers kicked out of the faceoff circle, replaced by Jocelyn, taking it against Chase Bell. Skied up and out by Faulkner, back into the Middlebury defensive zone, where it's taken by Ryan Ash. Back to Powers, looking for Shapiro. A pass too wide, too far, and it goes in. And they'll say that Middlebury has iced the puck. So it'll come back into the Middlebury defensive zone to the right of goaltender Adam Wisco. Powers taking the faceoff against Chase Bell. Faceoff won by Powers. Back into the corner to Mitch Allen. Long pass, he was looking for Jocelyn, picked up by Powers, who will circle back and get everything reset here. Powers being harassed by Bell. Here come the Panthers. Over to Allen. Allen dumps it in, a racing Shapiro, met by Denicourt. Behind Konal, a big hit by Powers. And the puck stays in the zone. A nice play by Owen Powers there. But Bell able to get it, and he races into neutral ice, into the Middlebury zone. He's got Shaw with him, a drive that goes around the net and out of the zone. The penalty is over. And so the Statesmen have killed that off. Will Harrison sending a shot out in front in the Middlebury zone, or rather a centering pass, taken by Jocelyn, tries to get it out, and it is picked up by Schultz, who drives it back around. Andrew Longo trying to get it in front. It's broken up by Jocelyn, taken away by Longo again, and finally taken by the Panthers. If they hurry, they've got a 3-on-2. Danner with Jocelyn, and broken up by Schultz. The puck now in neutral ice, taken again by Breen for the Panthers, who drives it in. 16 minutes left to play second period, 2-0 Hobart. Off the boards, Harrison drives it in. Dawson racing back with Sliney. And Dawson is creamed, and there is some extracurricular activities after this. And with good reason. Brendan Dawson went hard into the corner, and the trainer out there immediately. Let's hope he's up, so that's a good sign. But the Panthers understandably upset about Dawson getting whacked. So we'll set this up for you here. 15:56 left to play in the period. What had happened is a couple of players had come racing down into the corner. And from where I am, I could not see whether he lost his footing or he was hit. But Brendan Dawson, probably one of the best skating defensemen in the conference, went down. And he is still down, but he's on his knees, thank goodness. So hopefully it's nothing serious. He's up and... But the player that apparently hit him is not in the penalty box anymore, meaning that that is more than likely a major penalty. And it was, let's see here, number 13, Dan Sliney. He was just sent down in the hallway, so we'll see what that is. But that indicates that that is probably going to be a major penalty. So we'll see what that means here. 15:56 left to play in the period. 2-0 Hobart. And the referee now talking to Owen Powers, one of the Panthers' captains. And it is a 5-minute major for Sliney. So that means that the Panthers will have a 5-minute power play and they can score as many times as they are able to. And the Statesmen will not get a player back until the 5 minutes are over. So we'll have to see who is serving this, because it looks like Sliney has been ejected because he was sent to the locker room, unless it was a 5 and a 10. We'll have to wait and see. But everybody is still discussing this. So we'll wait to get the official call here before we want to make sure that we get it right for you. So Hobart jumping out to a 2-0 lead after the first period. Lawson McDougall, his sixth of the year at 6:21. And then Will Harrison, his fourth of the year at 11:01. Giving Hobart a 2-0 lead, out shooting Middlebury 14-4 in the first period. But in this period, Middlebury out shooting Hobart 2-1. So it is going to be Blake Coffey, one of the defensemen for the Statesmen, serving this. They still haven't made the call yet. There's 5 minutes up on the board, so... So Sliney was giving a 5-minute major and a misconduct. So I'll have to wait and see if that is just a misconduct or a game misconduct. Because if it's just a misconduct, he is eligible to come back. All right, so the face-off to the right of goaltender Alex Konal. It's going to be Kamil Tkachuk taking it, a shot right off the face-off by Tkachuk from between the circles. And it's now in the left corner, taken by Longo, up and out. And we have a whistle there. 15:06 left to go in the second period. 2-0 Hobart, but the Panthers with a 5-minute power play here. And so this face-off to the left of Konal. Powers taking the face-off against Schneider. So as soon as we get the official call on that penalty, we will get that to you. It's still not been made. So brought into the Hobart zone, it's Mitch Allen dumping it in. The faceoff was Jocelyn against Schneider again. And it was won by Schneider and sent out into neutral ice, where Jimmy McKee has it off the boards to Powers. Powers has got Shapiro, who's trying to center it to him, and he was not able to do so. It comes up, and it is sent out. And here comes a racing Schneider. Schneider hits the break. Shot! And it's off the post! Schneider took the puck away and rang it off the left post. And coming back the other way, it's Powers racing into the zone. Middlebury getting very lucky there. But luck is a big part of this game. Into the left corner right now, it is taken by Jocelyn. Jocelyn sending it around to Powers. Powers back to Cage at the point. Cage with a drive that's blocked in front. Powers with the puck now to the left point. He's got Pastor at the point. Back to Cage. Cage back to Powers. Powers sending it all the way across to Pastor. Above the circle shot that hit Denicourt in front. Sent back around. Nice job by Pastor keeping it in. And it's taken by Julian Denicourt. A long drive saved by Wisco. And the Panthers come racing again. 2:35 left to go in the major penalty to Sliney. It's driven in. Denicourt sends it out. And they're going to say that the Panthers were offsides there. And so that will come back into to neutralize right outside the Middlebury defensive zone. It's going to be Chase Bell against Fahey. Won by Bell. He sends it back. And it's leisurely lofted in by the Statesman to take some time off the clock. Cage sends it over to Pastor. Pastor's pass intercepted by Bell. Sent into the zone. Sent all the way around by Martineau. Kept in by Pastor. Taken now by Heinrichs. And the Statesman finally able to knock that one out. Comes back down to 1:53 left to go in the penalty to Sliney. A major penalty for boarding. The Panthers with no shots on this power play yet. Konal out and leaves it for Faulkner, who cannot get it out. A shot by Cage. Save that one. Just went wide. Spencer Cage with a nice play, stepping up and getting a shot off that did not miss by much. A centering pass from Powers back to the point to Pastor. Pastor back to Powers. Shot. That one is blocked by Pizzo. Taken again by Powers in the lower corner over to Fahey. Fahey between the circles. Back to Pastor. Back to Powers. And a drive from Pastor. That one's deflected wide. It comes up to Topol, who's able to sky it out. Down to a minute left in the penalty. And Jocelyn with the puck. They got to wait till they get on sides. Back to Jimmy McKee, who brings it in. He'll drive it around. As the Panthers dump and chase here, Shapiro, Powers, and Capello. And it's sent out again. And it comes up and out of the zone. And a shot by Denicourt. A little bit after the whistle there as the Statesmen were offside. 28 seconds left in this 5-minute major penalty to Dan Sliney in Middlebury with no shots in this power play. Panthers trying to get their manpower straight here. Jocelyn chased out of the faceoff circle. It's going to be Allen and Parsons with Jocelyn. Breen and Pastor on the blue line here. Jocelyn with the puck now for Middlebury. Down to 15 seconds. Out. Pastor sends it out. It's taken by McDougal, who will waste some more time, and that should essentially do it. The Hobart Statesmen have killed off a 5-minute major. Now back to even strength. And Middlebury with no shots on goal during that power play. The face-off in the far side corner. Pastor over to Allen. Taken by Maguyan. Brought up by Breen. Breen with a shot off his back foot above the left circle. Comes out. Driven in by the Statesman. They have to wait till they get on sides. Taken by McKee. He'll drop it back for Breen. 10 minutes and 15 seconds left to play second period. 2-0 Hobart. Matt Danner racing in. Taking on TJ Schultz. Schultz sends it around and out. comes back in the left corner to Maguyan. And it's still in the left corner. Taken by Tyson. Tyson trying to center it. Back to Benamorito with a shot that is blocked. Comes back in. Ryan Ash with it for Middlebury, looking for Ty. Ty loses it to Faulkner. Back to Ash. Ash brings it over the red line to the blue line. Into the Statesman zone. A shot that goes wide. Comes all the way back. Spencer Cage with it. Drifting back behind Wisco. Over to Owen Powers. Up to Brett Pastor. And we have a whistle. And it looks like there'll be a penalty here on Middlebury. A charging call. So Owen Powers, it looks like, is headed towards the box. So Hobart getting to go on their second power play of the game. So it was charging. 2 minute minor for to Powers for charging. And so Hobart on their second power play of the game. They're 1-for-1 so far. And brought into the Middlebury zone. It's Lawson McDougall, one of the goal scorers today. In the right corner, the Panthers trying to get it out. Faulkner back at the right circle, brings it back in. Tanner Shaw with a drive. That one just went wide. So the face of the play now in neutral ice. It's Shaw with it for the Statesman, bringing it in. He dumps it in. He's got McDougall, Topol, and Sternbach, the forwards here, with Faulkner and Shaw, the blue liners. McDougall above the right circle, centering it across to Shaw. A drive right into the midsection of Wisco, and he will hold on. 7:56 left to play, second period, 2-0 Hobart. Adam Wisco facing shot number 16 there and stopping that one. Tyler Capello taking the face off of the Panthers against Travis Schneider. Won by Schneider. Zach Tyson with it. Comes back to the point. Warwick McNee with a shot. And that one just went over the net. That one just missed. Maguya now in the left corner. Back to Tyson. Tyson with it. Long pass to Schultz. He'll send it to Schneider in the corner. Back to the point. Back to Schultz. He'll pinch in. Tyson with it now around the boards to Maguyan. Maguyan with it still. He goes in. He gets it to Schneider, and it scoots out of the zone. And here comes Schneider again. Schneider with Tyson. A shot blockered into the corner. Nice save there by Wisco. Maguyan right on the doorstep, and a nice save there by the Panthers. Adam Wisco blocking that. And up the other way, Heinrichs racing into the zone with Danner. And we're going to say that the Panthers were offsides here. Alex Heinrichs with a nice shot. But they'll say that they were offside, so that will come out into neutral ice. Danny Ty taking the face off against Chase Bell for the Statesman. Won by Ty. Comes over to Connor Breen on the right side. A pass to Ty. He sends it over to Danner, who drives it around. The Panthers will dump and chase here. Heinrichs stealing the puck from Connell. The Statesman's goaltender, Heinrichs, was in his grill immediately. Did a nice job stealing that puck, getting it to back to the point. A long shot by Jimmy McKee. Easy shot that is gloved by Konal. And he will hold on. We'll have another faceoff. 6:29 left to play second period. 2-0 Hobart. Fahey taking the faceoff against Bell. Won by Bell. Back into the left corner. Taken by Faulkner. Off the boards. Kept in by Cage, who did a nice job to keep it in. Comes in front. And Bell chops it out into the zone. Martineau racing. And it's taken away by Cage. Now it's back behind Wisco's net. A shot by Pizzo, gloved by Wisco. And now here come the Panthers the other way. Alex Lee has got Fahey with him and also Kamil Tkachuk. Taken away by Pizzo and dumped in. And the Panthers will bring it out the other way. A long pass by McKee, intercepted by Denicourt. Denicourt on the left circle. Back to the point. A shot saved. Wisco. A shot from the point. That was Denicourt letting a rocket go that Wisco made a nice kick save on and came out in front. It's in front again right now. Wisco will reach out and grab it. The Statesman, the number 19, Will Harrison, who's on the score sheet today as the second Statesman's goal right in front there. And a nice job by the Panthers keeping him at bay. 5:11 left to play second period. 2-0 Hobart. Faceoff to the left of Wisco. Jocelyn taking the faceoff against Sternbach. Won by Jocelyn. It comes over to Spencer Cage. Cage trying to get it out. Taken by Sternbach. Back to the point. A shot just wide. That was Topol. Scala sending it out. A racing Mitch Allen on the left side. It's 1-on-3. Although Jocelyn gets there now. Broken up by Topol. Jocelyn has it again. Sends it back into the right corner. Where it's picked up by Tanner Shaw. Around the boards. And it's taken out by Jocelyn. Who's got Scala with him. Jocelyn back in. Looking for Allen. Jocelyn still with it. Nice job center, and it comes in front. Scala with a shot. And that one was blocked by McDougal. McDougal still with it. Bringing it over. He drops it for Sternbach. Back to McDougal in the low corner. Back to the point. To McNee. A shot that goes wide. Schultz sending it in front. Broken up by the Panthers. Taken by Owen Powers in the far side corner. Back into the corner now. Sternbach loses it to, gets it to Maguyan, and a shot that's blocked. Another shot hits a post. Zach Tyson getting one off at the outside of the post. Tyson back to Schneider, drives it around. Maguyan with it, sends it behind the net. Over to Schneider. Schneider playing dipsy doodle behind the Panthers' cage. Taken by Powers, who sends it around. Blocked by Maguyan, who centers it in front, or tried to center it in front. He was actually looking for Tyson. Broken up by the Panthers' Capello. Driven in by Scala as the Panthers change. Deep in the Statesman zones. It's taken by McNee. Brought in by Schneider. And sent around. Taken by Alex Lee for the Panthers. He loses it to Schneider. Passed her back there now in the near corner. Pass back to the point to Faulkner, who can't hold it in. Schneider had sent a pass all the way back, and it was bouncing. Bounced over a stick and came out of the zone. Long shot that Wisco gloves and leaves for McKee. Deflected into the Statesman zone by Tkachuk. And so we will get a whistle. 2:34 left to play second period. 2-0 Statesman. The big story of this period, the Statesman killing off a 5-minute major to right-winger Dan Sliney, who was assessed a boarding major, and the Panthers were not able to really get anything done on that. And we remain at 2-0 Hobart. The faceoff just outside the Hobart defensive zone. Chase Bell taking the faceoff against Alex Lee, it seems, and it's won by Bell, brought into the Middlebury zone. Taken by Benamorito, back to the point to Faulkner. Faulkner above the left circle. Faulkner was looking for Benamorito. It comes around to Martineau. A long shot from the right point by Pizzo. That one is wide. Back behind the net. Bell has it in the right corner, the lower right corner. Taken by Pizzo. He sends it around looking for Faulkner. He's walled off by Ash. Faulkner still with it. Gets a shot across. He was looking for Bell. That was Benamorito, was looking for Bell, and it was broken up by the Panthers. And the puck goes deep into the Statesman zone. A long pass out to Martineau, dumped into the Panthers' defensive zone. And Spencer Cage back to get things set up. He sends it up and out, looking for Danner. The puck came in and sent out that quickly. Puck now in the Panthers' defensive zone, sent up and out. Through neutral ice, back to the Statesman's defensive zone. Back out by Denicourt, sent it to neutral ice. Where Heinrichs goes down. Here come the Panthers. Ty racing into the zone. 55 seconds left in the period. Into the left corner. Taken by Denicourt. Up off the boards and out to Jimmy McKee. He's trying to hit Heinrichs, sent back down, and we'll have an icing there. Denicourt for the Statesman arguing that it was not offsides. I'm not really sure what he's arguing about. It was offsides by about 20 feet. So it'll come deep into the Statesman's defensive zone here to the left of Konal. Owen Powers taking the faceoff of the Panthers. Up and out. Connor Breen driving it back in. It's taken by Tanner Shaw. Long pass along the boards to Coffey. Up and around. Down to 30 seconds left. Wisco leaving it for McKee. Long pass from McKee. He was trying to hit Powers. Was not able to do it. Breen with a pass to Powers. This time they connect. Drops it back to McKee, who skates it deliberately out. Over to Allen, who will dump it in. And sent around by Schultz. Comes up and out. And that'll do it. So at the end of the second period, 2-0 Hobart. When we come back, we will recap period two. You're listening to Middlebury College Panther Hockey on 92.1 WVTK and on the One Credit Union Radio Network.
For just what you need to get your projects done right, shop Martin's True Value Hardware and Radio Shack. Hi, I'm Kathleen Clark. Hey, Martin, it's fun to watch these football games. Oh, what does that mean? The striped guy has his two arms up in the air.
It means it's good for the Tigers. Looks like they're headed for another win. Keep up the winning tradition, Tigers.
For all your fall needs, shop Martin's Hardware in Bristol and Middlebury. Behind every project is a true value.
You have reservations with friends and family that you haven't seen in so long. It's going to be great to see everyone again. But then you get a text. Hey there, got stuck at the office. We'll be there in a half an hour, depending upon traffic. Okay, great. That's a long time to stand around and do nothing. Now you're faced with two options. Take your table now, order, and your friends will just have to order when they get there while you sit there with a finished plate. Or you could get your table and fill up on the bread basket until they arrive. At Fire and Ice, there's a third option. The Moose Pub. Get together with friends there or hang out in the bar until the rest of your party arrives. Fire and Ice has been the place where friends and family have gathered for generations. Don't forget, everyone loves getting a Fire and Ice gift card as a gift. And they cater for all occasions for any size group, from 50 to 1,000. Check out their menu or buy a gift card online at fireandicerestaurant.com. Fire and Ice, Seymour Street in Middlebury.
Celebrating 60 years in business, LaBerge equals insurance. LaBerge Insurance Agency has been helping you find the right insurance. Don't pay too much for the wrong coverage. LaBerge Insurance will get it right. Homeowners, renters, condo, auto, life, commercial, or farm insurance, call LaBerge at 388-2772. LaBerge Insurance Agency, locally owned and conveniently located at 1 Washington Street, Middlebury. LaBerge equals insurance.
Buying your next pre-owned car is a big deal, unless you're buying a certified pre-owned Mini. And then, it's a mini big deal. Visit Mini of Burlington today and test drive one of their many certified pre-owned Minis. Buy with confidence that your Mini has undergone a 360-degree inspection by trained Mini technicians. And they're priced even better than they look. Your certified pre-owned Mini is waiting for you at Mini of Burlington. Your best years are still ahead. Visit Mini of Burlington, Champlain Drive, Shelburne, and at miniofburlington.com.
Family is important. And when you lose a loved one, family becomes more important than ever. Sanderson Ducharme has been there for our friends and neighbors with compassionate service during difficult times for generations. It's about the people in your life who you hold in your heart, near and dear. This message from the Sanderson Ducharme family to yours on Main Street in Middlebury, Castleton, or online at sandersonfuneralservice.com.
If it's Panther hockey, it's on WVTK, Port Henry, Ticonderoga, Middlebury, 92.1, WVTK. You're listening to Panther hockey on 92.1, WVTK.
And welcome back to the Chip Kenyon 85 Arena here on the campus of beautiful Middlebury College here in Middlebury, Vermont. Bruce Eamon with you on WVTK and the One Credit Union Radio Network. Championship action, the 2018 Middlebury College Holiday Classic. The game today between the Hobart College Statesmen and the Middlebury College Panthers. The Panthers, the defending champions, winning this tournament last year 4-3, defeating Oswego State 4-3. So far, though, not looking good in terms of repeating. After 40 minutes, they are trailing Hobart 2-0, the only scoring in this game in the first period. Lawson McDougal getting on the board for Hobart. A power play goal at 6:21. The assist to number 22, Zach Sternbach. And number 44, Mike Faulkner. Again, a power play goal. 6:21 of the period, giving Hobart a 1-0 lead. And then at 11:01 of the period, the Statesmen struck again. Will Harrison getting his fourth of the year. The assist to number 23, Andrew Longo. And number 13, Dan Sliney. That was an even-strength goal coming at 11:01. That made a 2-0 Hobart. That's where it stood after 20 minutes. And we have the same score after 40 minutes. In the first period, Hobart outshooting Middlebury 14-4. And in that second period, a little bit closer, the Statesmen outshooting Middlebury 6-5. So a two-period total so far of 20 shots for Hobart and only 9 for the Panthers. But the big story in that period, and potentially a bigger story for the Panthers. The Panthers unable to score on a five-minute major. The Statesman's Dan Sliney went in hard against the Panthers' Brendan Dawson in the lower right corner. Dawson appearing to be shaken up on the play. He has not returned since getting hit like that, but it was a five-minute major and a game misconduct, and so Sliney apparently is done for the afternoon. But the big news for the Panthers is that Dawson has not come back, at least not in the second period. Hopefully it's nothing serious, it's just precautionary. But Dawson, one of the best defensemen in the conference, never mind on the team. And so not having him definitely hurting them on the power play department and just in their play overall. So hopefully Brendan is fine. We'll keep you updated on that. But again, no scoring in that period. And after 40 minutes of play, 2-0 Hobart. Unfortunate for the Panthers that they really couldn't get anything going there, because they really had Hobart running around prior to that major penalty, but they were not able to cash in. And in that period, goaltender Adam Wisco making a couple of really big stops to keep the Panthers in this game. So, 2-0 Hobart after 2, and when we will come back, we'll take a look at the NESCAC scoreboard and the Fire and Ice Restaurant out-of-town NHL scoreboard. 2-0 Hobart at the end of 40 minutes of play. And you are listening to Middlebury College Panther Hockey, the intermission report on 92.1 WVTK and on the One Credit Union Radio Network.
For just what you need to get your projects done right, shop Martin's True Value Hardware and Radio Shack. Hi, I'm Kathleen Clark. These football games. Oh, what does that mean? The striped guy has his two arms up in the air.
It means it's good for the Tigers. Looks like they're headed for another win. Keep up the winning tradition, Tigers.
For all your fall needs, shop Martin's Hardware in Bristol and Middlebury. Behind every project is a true value.
If you were to look at the label on your jacket or your shirt, I bet there's a bunch of symbols, but what do they mean? Gentle cycle, low temp drying, steel third, yield to pedestrians? It's like a whole other language. The folks at Desibray speak that laundry language fluently and have for the past 22 years. They feature same-day on-site cleaning, state-of-the-art machinery that can clean just about anything. From that favorite jacket you bought that says in big bold letters, dry clean only, to preserving wedding gowns, leather items, and rugs. The type of rug on your living room floor, not the one-off Uncle Sal's head. Trust Desibray's with your heirloom items, tablecloths, doilies, and vintage pieces. They offer free local pickup and delivery and have convenient hours with their laundromat open 7 days a week and dry cleaning services 6 days a week. Desibray's Laundry and Dry Cleaning on Exchange Street in Middlebury. Did we mention they can fold fitted sheets? Yeah, they're that good.
Buying your next pre-owned car is a big deal, unless you're buying a certified pre-owned Mini. And then it's a mini big deal. Visit Mini of Burlington today and test drive one of their many certified pre-owned Minis. Buy with confidence that your Mini has undergone a 360-degree inspection by trained Mini technicians, and they're priced even better than they look. Your certified pre-owned Mini is waiting for you at Mini of Burlington. Your best years are still ahead. Visit Mini of Burlington, Champlain Drive, Shelburne, and at miniofburlington.com.
Hi, this is John Wallace, graduate gemologist and owner of Autumn Gold in Middlebury, Vermont. Stop in and melt someone's heart. Whether you're looking for fine handcrafted jewelry, a rare gemstone, or an awesome diamond, come in and see what we have to offer. Meet our fun staff of very talented designers and goldsmiths. And remember, we do expert in-house repairs, restorations, and appraisals as well. Autumn Gold, the Earth's most beautiful gifts.
Family is important. And when you lose a loved one, family becomes more important than ever. Sanderson Ducharme has been there for our friends and neighbors with compassionate service during difficult times for generations. It's about the people in your life who you hold in your heart near and dear. This message from the Sanderson Ducharme family to yours on Main Street in Middlebury, Castleton, or online at sandersonfuneralservice.com.
Now back to the ice for more Panther hockey on 92.1 WVTK.
Oh my goodness. Welcome back to the Chip Kenyon 85 Arena here on the campus of Middlebury College between periods 2 and 3. The Hobart College Statesmen leading Middlebury 2-0 after the first 40 minutes of play in a game that they are outshooting the Panthers 20-9. And the only scoring in that first period, Lawson McDougal, his sixth of the year, from Zach Steinbach and Mike Faulkner. That goal, a power play goal coming at 6:21, and then an even strength goal by Will Harrison coming at 11:01 of the period. 2-0 after one, 2-0 after two, and that is where we are. Time right now to take a peek at the out-of-town scoreboard. And again, no NESCAC action because it is all out-of-conference action this weekend. Things get going again next weekend in terms of conference play. But some of the other games going on today, Oswego State beating Williams 6-3. Skidmore leading Hamilton 2-0 at the start of the second period. And then games that are tonight, Nichols taking on Conn College and Trinity out in Marion, Wisconsin, my old stomping ground, as they are in the UW-Superior Showdown. And so that is the NESCAC scoreboard, or the scoreboard, I should say. And then the Fire and Ice Restaurant out-of-town NHL scoreboard. There is only one game going on, and that is late tonight. It is the Vegas Golden Knights taking on the Arizona Coyotes at 8 o'clock in NHL action. When we come back, we will preview third period action with the score after 2-0 Hobart. You're listening to Middlebury College Panther Hockey on 92.1 WVTK and on the One Credit Union Radio Network.
Foster Motors on Route 7 in Middlebury is the only award for excellence Chrysler dealer in Vermont. They always offer huge discounts and great leases on all Chrysler, Jeep, Dodge, and Ram models. Foster Motors also has a great selection of pre-owned vehicles to choose from. If you're looking for a new or used vehicle, make sure to get to Foster Motors, Chrysler, Jeep, Dodge, Ram. Check them out online at fostermotors.com or visit them on Route 7 in Middlebury. And remember, at Foster Motors,
we
when it comes to dining, you can eat or you can have a dining experience that wows your senses. And for over 10 years, Three Squares Cafe on Main Street in Vergennes has been doing just that, creating fresh and hearty creations using locally sourced ingredients to produce fare with a Vermont flavor that makes it an iconic Vermont eatery. Chef Matt and the team at Three Squares Cafe proudly serve delicious homemade products featuring locally roasted coffees, chocolates, baked goods, pastries, and fabulous homemade soups. Whether it's breakfast, lunch, or dinner at Three Squares Cafe, you're not just eating, you're experiencing gourmet local foods at their very best. Whether you're dining in their vintage dining room or having a craft beer or glass of wine on their inviting patio, Three Squares Cafe in Vergennes has it all. Gluten-free, vegetarian, and vegan options are available too. So the next time you're looking for a dining experience you want to remember and savor, check out Three Squares Cafe on Main Street in Vergennes, where they serve up casual and creative cuisine for breakfast, lunch, and dinner 7 days a week. Three Squares Cafe on Main Street in Vergennes and at threesquarescafe.com.
This is Panther Hockey on 92.1 WVTK.
And welcome back to the Chip Kenyon 85 Arena here on the campus of Middlebury College. 2-0 Hobart at the end of two periods of play. The 2018 Middlebury College Holiday Classic. Middlebury College Panthers, the defending champions, but they're going to have to do something in the third period if they want to repeat as champions. And I can't even tell you how excited I am because joining me right now, one of the legends of Middlebury hockey, Jim LaBerge.
Legend might be a bit of a stretch, but thank you, Bruce. Yeah, good to be here. It's been a pretty good Holiday Classic championship game. Hobart looks really strong out there. They started fast. You know, they're big, they're strong, but it's still anybody's game. The 2-0 lead, as we all know, is the worst lead in sports, or hockey for the matter. And the Panthers, to use your old saying, they just got to come out and win the period. And it's not out of distance for them. They got to just come back out, work for that first goal, and then go from there.
You know, yesterday I was saying in the pregame show that one of the things I really liked that the Panthers scored dirty goals. Owen Power is really in the grill of the Wildcats goaltender Mike Rockwell yesterday, making it very uncomfortable for him. And I'd like to see the Panthers do that in the third period here.
Well, yeah, and Owen's really good when he's down in front, getting dirty, like you said, picking up the loose garbage, as we would say. And, we looked at Rockwell yesterday when he was coming in. He was a big kid, 6'5", but, not overly heavy, 180 pounds. But he fills the net, and it was really surprising. I looked at his goals against, seeing that he was a little over 4 per the game, and that surprised me quite a bit. But with Middlebury's Owen Powers late in the game, like you said, just one of those get down in front, throw the puck at the net, and see what happens.
Well, the Panthers' Brendan Dawson left last period with apparently an injury. We don't know if he's going to be back. We certainly hope so. What do the Panthers do if they've lost one of their best skating defensemen to get things going in this period?
Well, they're just going to have to play discipline, and they're going to have to play with a little bit of, it's got to be hurried up. But they got to stay out of the box, first of all. They gave up the one power play goal thus far, and they got to bury their chances, take their opportunities that are given to them. I was kind of suspect on that 5-minute major. It looked like it was just a real bang bang hustle play, and I don't really think that the Hobart player really, drove him into the boards. I think that just the momentum, and there might have been a little bit of a tangle up there, at the end, but I don't think it was a malicious or any intent. I was a little surprised he gave him 5-minute major in the gate, and the Panthers had the opportunity, but Hobart played tough defense, didn't really give up a lot of shots.
Well, one of the things that the Panthers are going to have to do this period certainly is take more shots. They had 4 in the first period, 5 in the second. You're not going to win many games when you take 9 shots.
Well, like we used to say, you're going to miss 100% of the shots you don't take, and a lot of the times it's just a little bit too much hesitation. They're looking for that open man. Sometimes it's just, it was like yesterday, I was thinking, just throw the puck at the net, get some numbers down in front, see what happens, and what happened late, Owen Powers gets the game winner. So they got to get people set up in front and just throw the puck at the net.
Well, we'll see what happens here. We're just about ready to go. The Panthers skating from left to right. The Statesmen going from right to left. The goalies are ready. The officials are ready. And what do you expect to see this period?
Well, you know, we mentioned it before. Come out and win the period. The Panthers have, you know, they've worked hard, but Hobart has come out and they've just really dominated the play today. It shows in the shots, 20-9. The Middlebury goaltender, Wisco's, played very well. Kept it just a two-deficit game. And, you know, sometimes you can get the lucky break. Maybe anticipate some clearing passes coming out of the zone, see if they can jump somebody in there. Cut it off and, you know, challenge, turn it into two-man hockey with the Hobart goaltender.
Well, we'll see what happens here. We are just about ready to go. It is going to be Mitch Allen taking the faceoff against Zach Steinbach for the Statesmen. And here we go. Jocelyn taking the faceoff, won by Jocelyn, although taken back by Steinbach, over to Denicourt, who drives it in, knocked back out by Pastor, taken by Jocelyn, who dumps it over to Allen into the Statesman's defensive zone. Along the boards, Tanner Shaw meeting up with Jocelyn. It's in the left corner right now. Bunch of players coming together, squirts out over to Allen, back to Scala. Scala looking for Jocelyn in front, into the right corner now. He is met by Shaw. And Sternbach along the boards. It comes out back to Scala, trying to keep it in. Can't do it. And Topol coming in, sending it into the Panthers' defensive zone. McDougal, one of the goal scorers this afternoon, with the puck behind Wisco, over to Sternbach, trying to center it in front. Broken up by the Panthers' defense along the boards. And it is left for Cage, who comes up over the blue line in neutral ice. And he's circling. It looks like the Panthers getting a change here. And he loses it to Sternbach, who sends it in, taken by McKee. And McKee, a long pass to Powers over the red line, brings it in on the left side, drops it for Shapiro, taken away by Maguyan, taken back by Capello on the left side, over to Powers in the low side board to McKee, shot in front, blocked, taken by Schneider along the boards right in front of the Hobart bench, over the red line, brings it in, sends it in front, no one home. And we have a penalty.
Sorry, I didn't mean to jump in there. It was like old times.
I know.
The Panthers are going to get tagged with a penalty trailing the play. Looked like it was an interference or a trip.
We'll see here. The official, it's a tripping call. So Hobart back on the power play there. 1-for-2 so far. The one power play goal in the first period. Lawson McDougal giving the Statesmen their first lead of the game. And this one will be the left. It's going to be Zach Shapiro.
Both teams had an opportunity on that last shift. Panthers' Scala had the puck bouncing right there in the blue ice area. Just couldn't get a stick on it. And Topol for Hobart, same thing in the Middlebury zone.
Benamorito with the puck in the down low in the corner for Hobart. Back to the point to Denicourt. A shot from Benamorito into the corner. Long pass across to Pizzo. Shot. That hit something in front and cleared out by the Panthers, and they'll change. Danny Tai clearing that out all the way back. Konal will leave it, and Pizzo will take it and bring it up. He sends it to a streaking Denicourt on the left side. Breen holds him up. Tkachuk sends it out and down. 1:15 left to go in the penalty. 17:44 left to go in the game. 2-0 Hobart. Or 17:40 left in the period, I should say. We want to be optimistic here. Will Harrison trying to bring in, broken up by Cage. Cage going 1-on-4. Wasting some time. Back to Tkachuk. And Breen sends it up and down. And the Panthers will change again. Pizzo with it behind his netminder. He skates now up the left side. Over the blue line. Dumping it in, looking for McDougal. Broken up by the Panthers. They send it back down. 35 seconds left to go in the penalty. Faulkner back behind his netminder, and they come out. Faulkner to Shaw. Long pass over to Sternbach. In the left circle, looking to center it. Broken up by McKee.
Oh.
And into the Panther bench.
Clearing attempt by the Panther defense, unfortunately, puts it right over the boards into the Middlebury bench, so it stays in the Middlebury zone.
And so 21 seconds left to go on the penalty. 16:50 to go in the period. Panthers doing a good job here on this penalty kill, however, and we'll see if they can hold out another 21 seconds. It is going to be Sternbach taking the faceoff against Powers. Won by Sternbach, back to Shaw at the point. Taken by McDougal. Back to Faulkner at the right point. Long pass to Shaw. Shot that is wide. Taken by Topol. Back to Faulkner at the point. Over to Shaw with a drive. It's loose in front. Taken by McDougal. And the penalty is over. Panthers have killed that one off. Faulkner with a shot. That's wide. The Panthers doing a good job killing that off. They're back to even strength. Topol in the left corner. Being pressured by McKee. McKee still with the puck in the left corner. McDougal again with it now. McDougal and McKee coming together, looking to center it to Topol, broken up by the Panthers. And here comes Shapiro racing into the lower right corner. Faulkner knocking Shapiro off the puck to Shaw. Up to Topol, taken by Heinrichs, who will drop it in as the Panthers change. Heinrichs on Shaw, over to Topol. Off the boards, taken by Sternbach, racing in. He's held up by Ash. And a shot from the outside, sticked off the boards, taken again by the Panthers. And McNeese sends Heinrichs flying, but he does get the puck into neutral ice. It's dumped into the zone now. Ty drives it in low. McNeese drives it all the way around, looking for Benamorito. It goes into the Panthers' zone. Wisco out to play it. Benamorito looking for Martineau. Intercepted by Breen. He sends it into the zone. Racing in is Alex Lee on McNee. Back to Benamorito, who brings it up the left side right in front of the Hobart bench. And off of Breen into the Hobart bench. And 15:03 left to play in the third period. And so far, Jim, not much going on here in terms of the Panthers.
No, they did a good job killing off that power play, but Hobart's just playing like the schoolyard bully today. They're bigger, they're faster, and they just seem to be beating Middlebury to the puck. They're doing a good job shutting down the shooting lanes. They're blocking shots, and they're just doing everything it takes to win. Still, a 2-0 lead isn't the best lead to have, but right now they're doing a good job controlling the tempo of this game.
Chase Bell taking the faceoff against Fahey, won by Fahey. Back to Breen, who sends it in to Pizzo. Pizzo sends it around the boards where it's picked off, or it was almost picked off by McKee. Back to Lee at the point. Lee to Fahey. That's broken up by Bell. He's got Benamorito with him. A 2-on-2 there. Breen losing the handle on the puck. Up to Lee at the point. He's able to get that out. Back to Faulkner. Faulkner over to Pizzo, who will send that in. Gloved by Wisco. He'll hold on. Put it down for Pastor. Pastor up for Tkachuk. Up to Fahey. He's got Lee with him. That's broken up by Schneider. Up and out. 14:15 left to go. Third period. 2-0 Hobart. Connor Breen back behind his netminder. Adam Wisco. Long pass to Tkachuk.
Unfortunately, it tipped it at the blue line all the way into the netting behind the goaltender for Hobart. And should know his name. Connell. Is it Connell? Connell. Yeah, let's say hi to Scott and Marilyn Needham. We know they're listening to today's contest.
So. Good folks.
Oh, yeah.
So Cole Jocelyn taking the face off against Travis Schneider. Won by Schneider, back into the zone. Denicourt on it quickly for the Statesman. It comes back in front into the right circle. Taken by Arason Maguyan on the left side. He's met by Ash. Pastor in the left corner. On Schneider. Jocelyn there as well. Schneider goes down. Denicourt drives it back in. 13:40 left to play third period. Zach Tyson along the boards. He's being held up there by Ash. It squirts out. Ash with it again. Schneider on it in the corner. He was met by Jocelyn. Schneider still with it. Trying to get it back to the point to Nash. He does. He gets it out. But a weak shot. It squirts out. We're taken by Maguyan in the left corner. He sends it around. Back behind Wisco. Over to Tyson. Tyson has got Denicourt and Shaw at the points. Schneider still with it. Back to Denicourt. Keeps it in. Back to Shaw with a drive. And that one did not miss by much. Sent off the boards.
You're going to have a hand pass, maybe.
Offside. Yeah, I think you're right, Jim. They're going to call a hand pass there, and they're going to have it right outside in the red dot right in front of the Hobart bench.
The Middlebury Panthers watching that last shift. They look pretty tired. A lot of reaching, not a lot of moving of the skates. I don't know. There's still a lot of time left, 13 minutes to go.
Harrison taking the faceoff against Powers. Won by Harrison. Driven into the zone by McNee. Taken by Cage. Cage looking for Capello, who goes down. And fortunately for the Panthers, it squirts out of the zone all the way back, and Breen has to retreat to play it. In the corner, it was an attempted center there. Here come the Panthers, though. It is Shapiro with a pass to Cage.
Oh, it's end of his stick broke.
Oh.
Getting a little snake pick out there.
Shapiro still with it. Bodies flying everywhere. It's like a St. Michael's alumni game here. Connor Breen with the puck back in the defensive zone. Up and out. They'll send that down, and they're going to say that is icing.
I was going to say that had to be icing against the Panthers. 12-16 remaining in the third period. And I don't know, that last couple shifts ago, it looked like the Statesmen weren't really being too sharp in their own zone, but the Panthers, they look a little gassed, unfortunately, and unable to take advantage of some of the sloppy play by the Statesmen in their own zone.
Sternbach taking the faceoff against Powers to the right of Wisco, won by Sternbach, but taken by Shapiro. Shapiro racing with Capello on the left side, trying to get in there. He's walled outward by Pizzo and taken by the Statesman. And here comes Topol. Topol has got Sternbach and McDougal with him. Drops it to McDougal. A shot by Faulkner, and they score.
Yeah, that was a real nice play that developed just on the Statesman side of the center line. Brought it down into the right side of the goaltender, Wisco. And man trailing the play in the slot area. Perfect pass across, and he one-timed it for a shot into the upper side on the stick side of Wisco.
That entire play quickly happening. McDougal, Sternbach, and Topol bringing it up the ice quickly. And as you said, Jim, getting it over to Faulkner, who I believe is going to be the goal scorer there.
I agree.
Making it 3-0 in favor of the Statesmen. All right, so the faceoff won by Hobart. Taken by Faulkner now, who we believe to be the goal scorer. We'll get that official call for you in a moment. Back behind the Middlebury cage, it is taken by Chase Bell. He loses it to Ty. It's now in the Hobart zone. The Panthers offsides. They have to wait till they get back onside. Faulkner skies it out. And so the call on that, Mike Faulkner, assisted by Lawson McDougal and Jonas Topol at 8:04 of the period, 3-0 Hobart. Puck in the Middlebury zone, taken by Danny Tye. Heinrichs getting it up and out.
You've seen a little bit of muscle fatigue out there from the Panthers. They're hitting the ice, not keeping their skates underneath them. So they're tired. I mean, they worked hard yesterday's contest and after a long break.
Benamorito with a shot from above the top of the left circle. Nice save there by Wisco. 10:53 left to play, third period. It is 3-0 Hobart. And Jim, Hobart looks in this game like they just have another gear.
Yeah, exactly. There's no other better way to put it. I mean, the Panthers are they are looking gassed. It's they've had a couple of tough games coming back from the break. And, the Hobart Statesmen, they're a well-coached club. Mark Taylor does a great job with these guys. And, they play good hockey.
The puck comes into the Hobart zone. Camille Tkachuk with a shot off his back foot that went wide back to the point. Breen sending it in. Tkachuk behind the net. Over to Lee. Back to Breen. Lee has it. He's in the lower left corner. Being held along the boards by Shaw. Not much puck movement here, and it finally comes out.
That was probably the longest the Panthers have had it in the Statesman zone all day.
Tyson with a shot, with a pass to Schneider, who takes a shot that's saved by Wisco. Comes all the way around, and Breen able to knock it out. Right in front of the Panthers bench. Bodies flying here. Fahey gets the puck over to McKee, who drives it in. 9:45 left to play, third period. 3-0 Hobart. McNee goes down as Parsons has it behind the net. Back to Pastor. Pastor back to Cage, who sends it to Fahey. He takes a shot that goes wide. It is Tyson in the corner now with Schultz and McNee. It squirts out, taken by Schultz, who skies it out of the zone and into the Middlebury zone. It is Maguyan looking for Schneider. Back to Maguyan at the hash point on the boards, the middle point of the boards. Parson off the boards, trying to get it out. He can't do it. Pizzo sends it back in. Weird bounce off the backboards that Wisco gloves. And 9:05 left to go in the third period. And Jim, if Middlebury is going to come back in this game, they need to do it soon.
Yeah, no question about it. Time is definitely a factor now, especially after that third goal coming just a few minutes ago. And, you know, you think back to that first period when the goaltender, Canal, what an incredible save he made towards the end of the period when that puck caromed weirdly off the glass. And he literally had to stretch back with the leg to keep it from going in the net.
We've seen some, as you mentioned, we've seen some really weird bounces over the years at this rink. Yeah. And so as the play comes into the Hobart zone, we've got a Panther that is down and the two referees with their arms up.
Right. I did not see what was happening. Well, the Middlebury player is getting up a little bit gingerly. That's Cole Joslin. And they're talking about it. All the officials are over there, so I'm wondering.
Well, as we've seen over the years, whenever the officials congregate like that, yeah, it's usually not a penalty of the two-minute variety.
It may not be. This could be another another opportunity for the Panthers with 8:53 remaining. If they get a five-minute major power play here, you know, this definitely could help, especially late in the game. Killing off a five-minute major for the Statesmen, I mean, they did a great job that in the first period when the Panthers had the opportunity, second period with the five-minute major. But, you know, later in the game, legs are a little bit tired, so we'll see. And he did get shown the gate. It's going to be a five-minute major. So Levin is going to be number 58.
Blake Coffey.
So we haven't heard the official call yet. You got to assume it's a blow to the head. So the Panthers will go on a five-minute major power play here.
Well, one of the things that the Panthers have done a lot better this year than we saw last year was they've been working their power play. It's clicking at about 16%, if my memory proves me right. But again, you know, you've got to get something going on the power play to not score. They had no shots on the first five-minute major. So they've really, even if you're going to win the period, get something going here, do something, you know, positive and set things up. Because, again, conference play returns next week.
Right. And it's not going to be an easy start when you're heading down to face the Cardinals at Wesleyan and then the Bantams of Trinity, which always gives the Panthers fits.
Two fast teams. And so, here we go. You're right, Jim. Five-minute major. So yeah, we'll see if the Panthers can do something with this.
Got to be a blow-to-the-head variety, I would assume.
All right, the puck back to the point. Spencer Cage with a shot. It's loose in front. The rebound comes out. It's taken by McDougal. McDougal's still with it.
Yeah, three Panthers around that puck. You can't allow McDougal to get out of the zone like he did with it and rag some time off the clock.
So Brett Pastor. You're right, Jim. A five-minute major for a hit to the head and a game misconduct. So the puck now in the lower corner. Faulkner sending it around to McDougal, who will sky that out. And it's taken by Pastor, who's got to wait for his teammate to get onside. A shot saved by Konal. Kachuk with it. Comes across to Fahey.
Oh, we got another penalty coming up against Hobart.
And a high stick.
So the Panthers are going to have a pretty nice gift right now, Bruce. 5-on-3, at least for the next 2 minutes. And they still have 4 minutes on the original penalty to number 58, Coffey.
So, and I'll tell you one thing. Sternbach has been arguing pretty vociferously with the official. And as we've seen, they do not like that all that much when that goes on. So we'll see what the Panthers are able to do here.
Yeah, Middlebury's taking a timeout to discuss a little strategy. And I'll tell you, if the Statesmen can keep them off the board over the next couple of minutes, I'm going to be fairly impressed.
Well, again, you know, it almost seems like what we saw happen to Middlebury in the last two seasons. It seems like every game we would watch, when there would be a penalty, it would be a five-minute major.
Yeah.
I mean, I don't ever remember a season where I've seen a team assess so many. And in this case, at least today, it's going in the Panthers' fortunes. They were not able to get much going during the first five-minute major that happened to Dan Sliney in the second period. And so far, not much going on. They've only had 10 shots in this game.
I think for the tournament, I can't remember the number of penalties Middlebury took yesterday, but I think for the tournament, they've shown a little bit of improvement with the discipline staying out of the box because, you know, unfortunately, some of the earlier games in the beginning of the season, they had a little bit of trouble staying out of the penalty box, and it cost them in a couple of games.
Well, we saw that game against Norwich, the 5-1 loss. They gave up four power play goals. You can't do that.
Exactly. So here we go. We'll see what the Panthers can do with 7:52 remaining in the contest, down 3-0.
So Powers taking the face-off against Jonas Topol. Won by Powers. Back to McKee. Over to Cage. Back to Powers. To Cage. To McKee from above the circle. A drive by Cage over the net and wide. Now in the lower right corner, Joslin with it. Back to McKee. He's between the circles. Cage down to Joslin. Back to McKee. It's loose in front. Saved by Konal.
The Statesmen are just going to be content to set up that triangle in front of Konal and not allow, they're going to try to block a lot of those passing lanes, and they did a good job in the first 24 seconds of the 5-on-3.
And, you know, this is one of those positions where they really miss Brendan Dawson because of his speed and his ability to work the puck. So we'll see if the Panthers can get anything going here. It's Schneider against Powers, won by Schneider, and the Statesmen will just sky that out. Down to 7:15 left to play in the third period, 3-0 Hobart.
It's just another example of just beating the Panthers to the puck.
Yeah, 3:20 left in the major to Blake Coffey, and minute 15 left to go in the high-sticking penalty to Sternbach as the puck comes into the Hobart zone, down low in the corner. Powers with it over to Allen, saved by Konal. Powers has it again, back to Cage. Broken up by Schneider, but Panthers able to keep it in, and it scoots out. And here comes Schneider racing down the right side. He's got Cage, a backhand off the top of the post and into the netting. And 6:38 left to go in the third period. Hobart doing a great job killing this off.
Now, Wisco did a nice job keeping his position on the glove side, hugging the post, not allowing that backhand shot to sneak underneath the crossbar. He did a really nice job redirecting it up over the net.
So the faceoff to the left of Wisco, it's going to be Fahey against McDougal, won by Fahey. Back to Pastor, who races in. He's got Fahey with him, along with Capello, Kachuk, and Shapiro. Shapiro with it in the corner. Back to Pastor. Pastor over to Capello. At the point. Back to Capello. A shot from Pastor into the netting.
And you hear the Hobart Statesmen down below us. They're really happy with the effort that the penalty kill unit is doing out there right now. Panthers have 15 seconds to try to make something happen with this two-man advantage. But time is slowly ticking away on them.
All right, so we've got Fahey, Kachuk, and I believe that's Shapiro. Won by Fahey, but it comes up and out of the zone. And so the Panthers have to come back and reset it up. Capello back to Cage. Cage bringing it in. It comes in on Konal. Faulkner sends it around. Sternbach has it. And they're going to say it was...
Not sure what that...
I guess they're going to say it came outside.
Yeah, it must be. I thought the Panther across the way made a pretty good effort to keep it in the zone. Spencer Cage, but officials saw it differently, so it'll be outside the blue line.
So it's going to be Chase Bell for the Statesmen taking the face-off against Owen Powers.
The 5-on-3 advantage the Panthers had is gone by the wayside, and they've got a minute 50 remaining in the five-minute major.
And McNeese skies that down. Wisco out to play it. McKee back in the far right corner. He's trying to get it set up here. He sends a long pass up to Joslin. Allen bringing it in. Now he's in the lower right corner. Jocelyn with it. He's got Shapiro with him and Powers.
Yeah, nobody in front.
And back to Allen. Shot. And it's loose.
Oh,
oh
wow.
My goodness.
How that one did not trickle in is beyond me. Connell once again pulling some magic out of his hat.
Tanner Shaw, the defenseman for the Statesmen, got behind Connell and put his stick. I saw him bat it away. And boy, I think he owes him dinner.
I would say so.
So we have a whistle. 5:01 left to play third period. 3-0 Hobart. 2-0 after 40 in this period.
I'm sure they'll have a nice meal on the bus heading back to Geneva.
Yeah, the Statesman Mike Faulkner getting his second goal of the season. The assist to Lawson McDougal and Jonas Topol, giving Hobart a 3-0 lead. The faceoff to the left of Konal.
I think Middlebury pretty much dodged a bullet on that one, Bruce. The Middlebury defender just hauled the guy to the ice, and the official just kind of looked the other way.
So the puck now deep in the Middlebury defensive zone. 45 seconds left to go in the major penalty to Blake Coffey, a major for hitting to the head. This is the second five-minute major power play the Panthers have had this game. And so far, nothing on either of them. Steinbach sends one of the Panthers to the ice.
Oh, they're calling that a high stick. I don't think that was a high stick. It looked pretty good. It looked like it was below the shoulder blades. But
I'm in agreement with you there, my friend.
He batted it out of the air. It didn't look like that blade was above his shoulders. So the Statesmen got robbed on that particular play. But I think that being that they're up 3-0 and they're 31 seconds away from killing their second five-minute major of the game, they're probably pretty happy.
All right, so the faceoff to the right of goaltender Alex Konal, who's played pretty well today, stopping all 13 Middlebury shots. The puck back to the point to Pastor. A wrist shot saved by Konal. Cleared by his defense, Topol. Not able to get it out. Tkachuk trying to go towards the front of that, not able to. And Topol sends it out and all the way down. 15 seconds left to go in the penalty. 4:05 left to go in the third period. 3-0 Hobart.
Well, you're about to get into the area now where you may want to consider pulling Lisko and, try to get an extra attacker out there and see if they can make something happen.
Longo sending it back in for Hobart. Raced up by Heinrichs, who dumps it in. Now in the lower right corner, he has got Danner with him. It comes in front. Heinrichs in front, and he is met by Harrison. As they discuss pleasantries.
Yeah, he's holding his ground down there. So, and Statesman did a good job not, getting overzealous and knocking him down to the ice and possibly winding back up in the box.
And that penalty is over. So, tip of the hat to the Statesman for killing off the second five-minute major with no damage done. Harrison taking the faceoff, bringing it up to Benamorito, who brings it in, tries to center it in front, broken up by the defense. McKee can't get it out. A shot by Longo, blocked by a Panther.
Matt Danner
blocking that, using the body there. Schultz for the Statesman, bringing it in. McKee back to get it in the corner. Longo in the right corner, sending it around. And Harrison can't keep it in. It's sent all the way back, where Pizzo takes it, sends it over to McNee, his partner, and comes into the Middlebury zone, down to 2:50 left to go in the third period. 3-0 Hobart. Pizzo sending it back into his own zone, where McNee sends it off the boards. Allen there for Middlebury, along with Joslin. Schneider for the Statesman gets it out. Pastor and Breen, the defense pairing for the Panthers. We have Parsons, Allen, and Joslin, the forwards for Middlebury, and Konal comes out. Sends it around to Maguyan, who gets it over to Schneider. Schneider has got a 3-on-2 here if he hurries. And Pizzo back to Maguyan. Maguyan trying to center it. Schneider with it now behind Wisco. Faulkner and Pizzo at the blue line for the Statesmen. Schneider, Maguyan, and Tyson, the forwards for Hobart. Maguyan around in front, loose. Tries to backhand. Did he get off a weak backhand that Wisco saved?
Well, good pressure by the Statesmen. They took time off the clock, and they kept Wisco in the net. The Panthers didn't have the opportunity to pull him out for the extra attacker. So, yeah, really good strategic hockey by the Statesmen.
Yeah, 1:56 left to go, third period, 3-0 Hobart. Schneider taking the faceoff for Hobart to the right of Wisco, along with Powers, won by Powers, back to McKee, who goes behind the net, off the boards, looking for Shapiro, over to Capello, who brings it in.
I think Owen Powers might have snuck in ahead of the play, but Fischel let it go.
By about 3 feet, I think you're right. Puck comes out of the zone, Spencer Cage racing back, off the boards. Schneider drives it back in. The Statesmen are offside by about 10 yards, so they'll have to come back out. Shapiro sends it in. Denicourt back behind Konal.
I don't think we're going to see Wisco come out of the net with a minute 20 remaining in the game.
Chase Bell sending it in into the netting.
I think that faceoff would come back to this blue line. I don't think he... It was more or less... That actually should have been an icing from where he launched the puck, but... Yeah, and I think it was supposed to be an icing. They're gonna face off at center ice.
And so a minute 17 left to go in the third period, and Middlebury with a tall task to get back in this one. Chase Bell taking the face off against Michael Fahey. Fahey wins it but goes down.
I've seen him score four goals in inside of 2 minutes before, but that was a long time ago.
It wasn't Phil Luttrell, was it?
No, it wasn't that long ago. I believe the Castleton Spartans might have been the opposing team on the ice, but that was way back in the infancy of their program.
Mark Benamorito for the Statesmen skying that up, and that'll be an icing. So the puck will come all the way back down into the defensive zone of the Hobart College Statesmen to the right of Alex Connell, who is pitching a shutout here with 55 seconds left to go. Fahey taking the faceoff against Bell, won by Fahey. Back to the point. It's kept in by Breen. A wrist shot. Fahey was trying to deflect it on net, not able to do so. Lee takes the hit. It goes around McNee into the corner. Parento.
Under a minute.
And Parento trying to get it out, not able to. Breen able to keep it in. Jack McNee in the corner, sending it all the way around. And Brett Pasta racing back for the Panthers. No icing on this one. Comes back to Fahey. And deflected up by Lee into the zone, looking for Danner. 7 seconds left in the game. Benamorito, a weak shot that's saved by Wisco. And that'll do it. The final score, 3-0, Hobart. And just like they did the last time these two teams played back in 2015, the Hobart College Statesmen have won the 2018 Middlebury College Holiday Classic. When we come back, we'll recap the game. The final score, Hobart wins this one 3-0 over the Panthers. You're listening to Middlebury College Panther Hockey on 92.1 WBTK and on the One Credit Union Radio Network.
Here at Shearer Chevrolet Buick GMC Cadillac. I know we talk a lot about the great deals, but there's more to Shearer than just great deals. We remain committed to the members of our communities. Whether we're taking a youth group bowling, sponsoring local community events, we believe it takes a village to make everyone successful. Find out more about how we support the local community. Follow us on Facebook, shop local, and join our village. Come visit us at 1675 Shelburne Road in South Burlington. Find out for yourself why thousands of people choose Shearer.
The finest furniture, housewares, home accessories, lighting, and bedding is at Woodware, a family-owned business located just south of Middlebury on Route 7. They carry brands known for quality. Flex Steel, sofas, sectionals, recliners, and accent furniture. Thor's Elegance, Vermont-crafted furniture. Beautyrest mattresses. Hubbardson Forge, hand-forged lighting from Vermont. RH Lemure, fine hardwood dining room furniture. Oriental Weavers, area rugs. And Telescope Casual outdoor furniture. Their top-quality furnishings and other items for your home are backed by a customer is always right guarantee. Plus, they deliver anywhere in Vermont and provide white glove delivery service anywhere in the country. It's all at Woodware on Route 7 South Middlebury, online at woodwarevt.com.
You have reservations with friends and family that you haven't seen in so long. It's going to be great to see everyone again. But then you get a text. Hey there, got stuck at the office. We'll be there in a half an hour, depending upon traffic. Okay, great. That's a long time to stand around and do nothing. Now you're faced with two options. Take your table now, order, and your friends will just have to order when they get there while you sit there with a finished plate. Or you could get your table and fill up on the bread basket until they arrive. At Fire and Ice, there's a third option. The Moose Pub. Get together with friends there or hang out in the bar until the rest of your party arrives. Fire and Ice has been the place where friends and family have gathered for generations. Don't forget, everyone loves getting a Fire and Ice gift card as a gift. And they cater for all occasions for any size group, from 50 to 1,000. Check out their menu or buy a gift card online at fireandicerestaurant.com. Fire and Ice, Seymour Street in Middlebury.
Lathrop Forest Products in Bristol specializes in land clearing and are known for clearing small building lots to many acres of forest land. At Lathrop's, they can clear land for many reasons, such as building lots, views, pasture reclamation, solar farms, and more. Lathrop Forest Products has the equipment needed for any size job, and land clearing can improve the value of your property. For all of your land clearing needs, big or small, call the experts at Lathrop Forest Products in Bristol at 453-3600.
I was drawn to OBGYN because it has a lot of the elements of primary care.
Dr. Kira Wozmak, obstetrician gynecologist at Rutland Women's Healthcare.
Taking care of people throughout their lifetimes. It also had the additional aspect of obstetrics. Pregnancy is a normal, healthy process. It's a happy time, and it's really a joyful thing to be part of that.
Rutland Women's Healthcare. We listen, we respect, we care always. That's our promise to you.
If it's Panther hockey, it's on WVTK, Port Henry, Ticonderoga, Middlebury, 92.1 WVTK. This is Panther hockey on 92.1 WVTK.
Well, just like they did the last time these two teams played, the Hobart College Statesmen are leaving the Chip Kenyon 85 Arena with some significant hardware, as they have defeated the Middlebury College Panthers in the championship game of the Middlebury College Holiday Classic, 3-0. Bruce Eamon with you, along with Jim LaBerge from the Chip Kenyon 85 Arena. And Jim, a pretty solid effort tonight by the Statesmen.
Yeah, I mean, they just really, in pretty much all facets of the game, with the exception of the two major penalties, they really outshone the Panthers this afternoon. They beat them to the puck. They buried their chances. They back-checked really well today. The Panthers looked like they'd be getting ahead of steam, getting the puck up the ice. Next thing you know, they had their pockets picked, and the Statesmen were taking it the other way. So it hard to find any kind of fault with the Statesmen, you know, with the exception of the two major penalties. And the first major penalty, I think, was still a little suspect. Second one I didn't see, but, you know, we sort of anticipated, since it was away from the boards, that it must have been a blow to the head.
Well, it was 2-0 in favor of the Statesmen after the first period. It stayed that way after the second period. And then in this period, really putting the game out of reach, it was Mike Faulkner scoring at 8:04 to give the Statesmen a 3-0 lead. By Pizzo and taken by the Statesmen. And here comes Topol. Topol has got Sternbach and McDougal with him. Drops it to McDougal. A shot by Faulkner and they score!
Yeah, that was a real nice play that developed just on the Statesman side of the center line. Brought it down into the right side of the goaltender, Wisco. And man trailing the play in the slot area. Perfect pass to Cross, and he one-timed it for a shot into the upper side on the stick side of Wisco.
So again, that entire play set up by McDougal, Sternbach, and Topol, getting it up to Faulkner, just getting it up quickly out of the zone. And Faulkner getting his second goal of the year, the third goal of the game for Hobart. And Hobart winning this game 3-0 and clinching the 2018 Middlebury College Holiday Classic Championship.
Out on the ice with the Hobart Statesman with his arm around. Well, actually, the coach, Mark Taylor, is down there hugging and now shaking hands with former coach Bill Beeney. They're really good friends. And speaking of history of the program, one of the assistant coach for the Johnson & Wales Wildcats, Lou Santini, Everybody that knows Middlebury hockey dating back to the 90s when the Panthers reeled off the 5 in a row, Lou Santini was the assistant coach along with Wes McKee for the Panthers. And I saw Lou yesterday, and it was just great. A lot of the memories flooding back. And I had to tell him today, I was telling you that at the end of yesterday's contest, after the Wildcats pulled the goaltender for the extra skater, And I some of my old habits reared their ugly head, and I was yelling the official too many men, and I didn't think he would buy it, but he did, and they blew the whistle. And I was telling Lou today, and he's like, "Yeah, okay, thanks a lot," you know. So, but it was great to see Lou Santini and seeing former coach Bill Beeney out on the ice. Like I mentioned, he and Mark Taylor are very, very good friends.
Well, again, the final score here from the Chip Kenyon 85 Arena, 3-0 Hobart. When we come back, we'll give you the game's three scars as the Hobart College Statesmen have won the 2018 Middlebury College Holiday Classic. You are listening to the Three Squares Cafe postgame show on Middlebury College Panther Hockey on WVTK and on the One Credit Union Radio Network.
Celebrating 60 years in business, LaBerge equals insurance. LaBerge Insurance Agency has been helping you find the right insurance. Don't pay too much for the wrong coverage. LaBerge Insurance will get it right. Homeowners, renters, condo, auto, life, commercial, or farm insurance, call LaBerge at 388-2772. LaBerge Insurance Agency, locally owned and conveniently located at 1 Washington Street, Middlebury. LaBerge equals insurance.
Real trust is having a partner you can count on. National Bank of Middlebury has experienced bankers providing advice, guidance, and support you can trust, and a full range of loans, savings, and online products and services. Find out what having the right partner can do for you. Offices in Middlebury, Brandon, Bristol, Hinesburg, and Vergennes, or online at mbmvt.com. Bank real. Live real. National Bank of Middlebury.
Member FDIC. Equal housing lender. Equal opportunity employer.
A great way to start off your day is with Monument Farms hot chocolate. Just pop their signature chocolate milk in the microwave and you have instant delicious hot chocolate. Great for the kids before they head outdoors and to school. You can find all Monument Farms local products in many area stores. And if you live nearby, please stop into their popular dairy store Mondays through Fridays. Monument Farms, landmark quality from the heart of Vermont in Weybridge.
The A. Johnson Company in Bristol has been a family-owned business since 1906. They supply woodworkers and do-it-yourself remodeling projects with locally and sustainably harvested timber. Visit their retail store and friendly staff on Route 116 in Bristol and see their wide selection of softwood and hardwood lumber, including paneling, flooring, and choose from planed or rough. The A. Johnson Company also sells kiln-dried firewood. Make the A. Johnson Company your one stop for all your lumber needs or call 453-4884. That's 453-4884.
Hi, this is John Wallace, graduate gemologist and owner of Autumn Gold in Middlebury, Vermont. Stop in and melt someone's heart. Whether you're looking for fine handcrafted jewelry, a rare gemstone, or an awesome diamond, come in and see what we have to offer. Meet our fun staff of very talented designers and goldsmiths. And remember, we do expert in-house repairs, restorations, and appraisals as well. Autumn Gold. The Earth's most beautiful gifts.
This is Panther Hockey on 92.1 WVTK.
And welcome back to the Chip Kenyon 85 Arena, where the Hobart College Statesmen have defeated the Middlebury College Panthers 3-0 and won the 2018 Middlebury College Holiday Classic. Four teams taking part of this tournament when everything gets started: Middlebury, Johnson & Wales, University of New England, and Hobart. And Hobart coming out 3-0, the victor. And as they did the last time that they were here, they come away with the tournament title. And joining me, Jim LaBerge, Bruce Zeman. Obviously, Jim, Hobart played very well today.
Well, they did. I mean, the game-winning goal coming all the way back into the first period, a power play goal scored by number 73, Lawson McDougal, with the assist going to number 22, Zach Sternbach, and number 44, Mike Faulkner. So there you go. The game winner was potted early in the contest, and they added to it a little bit later. With a 2-on-1 break that culminated with a goal by number 19, Will Harris, with the assist going to number 23. Is it 23 and 13? Yeah, assist one was 23, which I'll find in a minute. Yeah, Andrew Longo and then Dan Sliney getting the second assist on that one. So 2-0, Panthers held them scoreless second period, had the opportunity with a five-minute major, unable to do anything with it. But still within striking distance starting the third period, you know, hoping they'll come out and as we talked before, just win the period. And again, they had the late opportunity with about just over 7 minutes to go. Another five-minute major power play, but the Statesmen once again held them off. And two solid minutes with the 5-on-3 advantage. So Panthers just wasn't their day today.
Yeah, so again, the Hobart College Statesmen winning the 2018 Middlebury College Holiday Classic. 3-0, out shooting Middlebury 31-15. And time right now for our three stars. The number three star from Hobart, number 31 goaltender Alex Connell, making 15 stops for the shutout. Star number two with a goal and an assist, number 44, defenseman Mike Faulkner. And the number one star, number 73, scoring the game-winning goal and also adding an assist, number 73, Lawson McDougal. So again, the final score from the Chip Kenyon 85 Arena, 3-0, and Hobart wins the Middlebury College Holiday Classic. When we come back, we'll take a final look at the NESCAC scoreboard and the Fire and Ice Restaurant NHL scoreboard. We'll look at the Panthers games next week and some final thoughts. You're listening to the Three Squares Cafe postgame show on Middlebury College Panther Hockey on WVTK and on the One Credit Union Radio Network.
When it comes to dining, you can eat or you can have a dining experience that wows your senses. And for over 10 years, Three Squares Cafe on Main Street in Vergennes has been doing just that, creating fresh and hearty creations using locally sourced ingredients to produce fare with a Vermont flavor that makes it an iconic Vermont eatery. Chef Matt and the team at Three Squares Cafe proudly serve delicious homemade products featuring locally roasted coffees, chocolates, baked goods, pastries, and fabulous homemade soups. Whether it's breakfast, lunch, or dinner at Three Squares Cafe, you're not just eating, you're experiencing gourmet local foods at their very best. Whether you're dining in their vintage dining room or having a craft beer or glass of wine on their inviting patio, Three Squares Cafe in Vergennes has it all. Gluten-free, vegetarian, and vegan options are available too. So the next time you're looking for a dining experience you want to remember and savor, check out Three Squares Cafe on Main Street in Vergennes, where they serve up casual and creative cuisine for breakfast, lunch, and dinner 7 days a week. Three Squares Cafe on Main Street in Vergennes and at threesquarescafe.com.
You have reservations with friends and family that you haven't seen in so long. It's going to be great to see everyone again. But then you get a text. Hey there, got stuck at the office. We'll be there in a half an hour, depending upon traffic. Okay, great. That's a long time to stand around and do nothing. Now you're faced with two options. Take your table now, order, and your friends will just have to order when they get there while you sit there with a finished plate. Or you could get your table and fill up on the bread basket until they arrive. At Fire and Ice, there's a third option. The Moose Pub. Get together with friends there or hang out in the bar until the rest of your party arrives. Fire and Ice has been the place where friends and family have gathered for generations. Don't forget, everyone loves getting a Fire and Ice gift card as a gift. And they cater for all occasions for any size group, from 50 to 1,000. Check out their menu or buy a gift card online at fireandicerestaurant.com. Fire and Ice, Seymour Street in Middlebury.
This is Panther Hockey on 92.1 WVTK.
And welcome back to the Chip Kenyon 85 Arena, where the Hobart College Statesmen have won the 2018 Middlebury College Holiday Classic, defeating the Middlebury Panthers 3-0. Bruce Zeman, Jim LaBerge with you on the Three Squares Cafe postgame show. And Jim, as the Panthers get ready to kick off conference play again later this week with games against Wesley and Trinity, hopefully they can get some players back healthy and do some things and get back in the win column next week.
Well, it's always key. I mean, injuries are a part of the game, and when you have key personnel that are out, it does definitely affect your game. I think the Panthers, so far with the season, they've shown a lot of promise. They've improved a lot, and I think going forward, I think they're going to really contend well in the NESCAC. But, you know, it's the little things. It's the injuries. It's the staying out of the box. And you know, the little things that lead to the keys to victory. But I think this team shows a lot of potential going down the road.
Yeah, I certainly think that you're right. They are back in action this week. They've got a game on Friday night against Wesleyan, the Cardinals down in Middletown, Connecticut, a team that always gives the Panthers a game. And then on Saturday, the Panthers will be taking on Trinity down in Hartford. So, you got some tough games next week.
No, they do. I mean, Trinity Bantams always gives the Panthers fits. And we've won some pretty interesting games against them. And they've stolen the heart out of the Panthers a couple of times, and you know, it always is a really good contest with the Bantams.
So taking a look at the NESCAC scoreboard, again, there is no NESCAC action. It's all out-of-conference action. But earlier today, Oswego State beating Williams 6-3. Skidmore getting by Hamilton 5-2. Nichols and Conn College playing right now, scoreless in the first period. And then the other game tonight, Trinity in Wisconsin to take on Marion. They're in the UW-Superior showdown at 8 o'clock. But again, that is all the action this afternoon in terms of NESCAC teams. In terms of the National Hockey League, only one game tonight. At 8 o'clock, the Vegas Golden Knights taking on the Arizona Coyotes at 8 p.m. And so that is the Fire and Ice Restaurant out-of-town NHL scoreboard here on Middlebury College Panther Hockey. But, Jim, as mentioned, the break is over. The Panthers got some action to get them back in the scheme of things, and they've got two tough games this week, Wesleyan and Trinity. We'll see what they're able to do.
Yeah, go on the road and, you know, get a couple of points. At the minimum, get a couple of points. And, you know, at the maximum, go down there and put it to the Connecticut teams and come back with a good four-point weekend.
You know, I agree with you, though. This team does show a lot of promise. And, you know, you never know what can happen. That's why you play the games.
Right, exactly. So,
I mean, we saw Colby win the championship last year as a sixth seed. So you never know what can happen. And I'm pretty excited. I think it's been a very exciting season so far. And the Panthers, you know, winning yesterday, a game that they played very well in, beating the Wildcats of Johnson and Wales University. And it looks like today maybe they just ran out of gas.
Yeah, I think so. I think, you know, again, talking about Hobart, they're always a well, you know, well-conditioned, well-coached club. And they're always competing high in their conference. And, you know, I mean, they're a good squad.
And that's going to do it from the Chip Kenyon 85 Arena. The final score, the Hobart College Statesmen 3, the Panthers nothing. Hobart wins the 2018 Middlebury College Holiday Classic. We'd like to thank you for listening to our broadcast today. On behalf of myself, Bruce Zeman, and Jim LaBerge, the legendary Jim LaBerge, joining us, plus our engineer Jimmy Tai, who did his usual terrific job. Want to thank you for listening. Again, we'll join you next week on Friday night when the Panthers take on Wesley in the pregame show at 6:30 on WBTK, and the puck drops at 7. But the final score, Hobart 3, Middlebury nothing. Hobart wins the Middlebury College Holiday Classic 3-0, and you have been listening to Middlebury College Panther Hockey on 92.1 WVTK and on the One Credit Union Radio Network. Good night, everybody.
You've been listening to Middlebury College Panther Hockey on 92.1 WVTK.
Panther Hockey on the One Credit Union Radio Network is brought to you in part by LaBerge Insurance Agency, Foster Motors, Woodware, Monument Farms of Weybridge, the A. Johnson Lumber Company of Bristol, Desabray's Dry Cleaning and Full Service Laundromat, Shear Chevrolet, Free Squares Cafe, Martin's Hardware of Bristol and Middlebury, Fire and Ice Restaurant, Autumn Gold Jewelry, Lathrop's Forest Products, Sanderson Ducharme Funeral Services, National Bank of Middlebury, Denneker Chevrolet, and Mike's Fuels of Bridport and Brandon.
For a complete schedule of sports heard on 92.1 WVTK and more information, visit 921WVTK.com. Thanks for listening. This has been a local sports production on Addison County's 92.1 WVTK.